Metro Powers going at it here tonight, as it'll be the Kennedy Cougars coming in 1-0 and rated number 9 in the state, taking on crosstown rival Cedar Rapids, Washington at 0-1. And welcome in Scott Unash here in the Bob Brooks Press Box alongside former Jefferson coach John Hegarty. Jeff Moss on the sidelines tonight. And our high school football, as always, is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chelstrom, the entire gang at First Federal for helping us out. FirstFedCU.com is the website, and be sure to check them out. Tell them thank you very much for bringing you high school athletics right here on KGYM 1600 AM and 107.5 FM tonight here from Kingston Stadium. And John, we've been looking forward to this one for a while when the schedules came out, at least a couple years ago even. As it's a two-year district cycle, non-district battle between the Warriors and the Kennedy Cougars. You've got two very explosive teams, two talented teams. Oh, by the way, two coaching staffs that are very good friends off the field. But like we heard from Mo Blue in just a little bit, as soon as the teams got on the field, the friendship ends for 48 minutes until they shake hands afterwards.
It's not hyperbole to say it, Scott. Every year, this is one of the most entertaining matchups that we have the great good pleasure to call. And all you got to say is Kennedy and Wash, because it never fails to live up to its billing.
Well, Washington coming off just a gut-wrenching loss last week, 21-20, Prairie scoring with 1 minute remaining in the ball game, and the Warriors are going to have to bounce back. And luckily for Washington, non-district action, and yes, the game counts in the standings, but as far as playoffs are concerned, didn't lose anything. They did lose two starters last week, and they are both going to be out tonight. Kate Saylor, the wide receiver, is out. Josh Tompkins, outside linebacker, going to be out tonight as well.
Two defensive starters, so that's going to be tough for Mo Blue, who calls the defensive signals. But, yeah, they've got to find some people that are going to just step in, a little next man in philosophy. But that defense for Wash is going to be severely tested tonight, especially when it comes to Kennedy's rushing attack.
And for the Warriors, they gave up 247 yards. Not a bad night, but 228 on the ground in that loss to Cedar Rapids Prairie. Meanwhile, the Kennedy Cougars last week, and I'm not going to say it was an easy game or anything like that, but they got off to a big early start down at Muscatine and defeated the Muskies handily with the running clock going in the second half. And the Cougars come in off of that one. They had everybody played on the roster last week. Starters only had to play one half, so Kennedy is well rested coming into this one.
And I'm guessing that head coach Brian Waite, as soon as they got on the bus to come back up from Muscatine, said, okay, exhibition season's over, fellas. Now we got to turn our attention fully to the Warriors because they're going to be loaded for bear.
What a night for B.J. Waite, the coach's son, last Friday. All he did was go 12 of 13, 185 yards and two touchdowns, and that's not bad. You have a 92.3% completion percentage.
You know what makes passing so much easier, Scott, is when your team can run the ball at will, and that's what Kennedy did. Run to set up the pass, it's a lot easier to be a quarterback when you can do that.
Caron Hendred, along with Keyshawn Allers for the Cougars. Kennedy with all sorts of running backs. In fact, our Isaiah Mady, who carried it a lot last year, has been moved to the defensive side of the ball.
Not even in the top four of depth chart.
Yep.
Running back.
So that tells you how deep Kennedy is as far as the running attack is concerned. And for this game, and we say it all the time with inner city battles, you can kind of throw everything out the window in this one. But there's a lot of pride on the line. And for Washington, an 0-2 start. They don't want to see anything like that. And for Kennedy, they get off to a 2-0 start, not saying anything, but remember a couple years ago when they made that great run to the Dome, to the finals, and they just kept getting more and more confidence, more and more momentum as the season progressed.
Well, for Mo Blue, in his debut as a head coach last week, there were several things that he would like to go back and try again. And so it had to have been a big week of teaching and learning for Washington. Tonight, I know he just wants to see big improvement from his team, Scott. And if they can get the penalties taken care of, special teams play solid up, they can get their defense to stop the rushing game of Kennedy, I think he'd say let the scoreboard take care of itself.
Yeah, and Washington could very well have won that game last week instead of lost that game. They had the special teams breakdown on the two-point try, and then on fourth down, Dalton Rayner hit the game-winning pass with a minute to go in that game.
Yeah, not to mention two blocked field goals by Andrew Hammer that could have put six more points on the board and avoided even having to go to overtime had they converted on the swinging gate extra point conversion. So, yeah, there's a lot of scenarios that the Wash staff and players can go back and look at to say, you know what, that should have been a win in our column. But that's growing pains as a new head coach. I'll just put it that way.
And both coaches kind of reiterated to the fact this is basically an inter-squad game. These two coaching staff, they know each other so very well. They run a lot of the same stuff offensively and defensively.
Well, you can say that. I think when the kids get on the field and they're playing each other, guys that they've been playing since they were in Pee Wee Sandlot League together, I think then it's going to take on a whole different significance. So, yeah, try telling that to the players tonight who desperately on both sides want to come away with the W.
Boy, big crowd coming into Kingston Stadium here tonight, and the Colonels playing across the way. In fact, they're going to have fireworks tonight, so we may have a little bit of an extra for the fans here at Kingston.
And the other question developing is, will there be wildfire smoke tonight?
We shall see.
Jeff Moss thought I was kidding last night. He had to go home and look it up online to prove that I wasn't pulling his leg.
That's right, and we did have that smoke last night from the Canadian fires, but hopefully that won't be the case here tonight. Wash and Kennedy getting ready to go at it. We'll keep you updated throughout the night on scores as well here from the Bob Brooks broadcast booth at Kingston Stadium as we come your way here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Had a chance to talk with both coaches here on the pregame show a little bit earlier on. We start things off with Brian White, the head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, getting his thoughts about this game with the Washington Warriors coming up tonight. Back in the pregame show, getting ready for Kennedy and Washington tonight. And head coach Brian White of the Cougars joining us. And what a way to start the year down at Muscatine on the grass last Friday night.
Yeah, we had a good night. We wanted to go down there and accomplish a few things, and we did. And so, you know, we rolled out of there pretty happy. Our starters played about a half a game. And so we got everybody in the second half, and everybody on our roster played, so that's always good to start a season like that as well.
Boy, you got off to a great start, though. I mean, the offense had to be clicking. You had to be happy about that.
We're excited about what we can bring offensively. We got, you know, so many kids that can stretch the field and put the ball in the end zone, and, you know, we tried to utilize that as much as possible last week, and I think, at halftime we'd had 11 different kids or something like that had touched the ball. So, you know, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do this year, because I think we have kids that can do it.
And on the defensive side of the ball, granted, they had a lot of graduation losses, but still defense did very well.
Defense played outstanding all night. They ran 17 total plays the first half. And so that's what we want to see. We had kids getting off the field. I think they had one first down the first half, and that was on a penalty. So, you know, the thing that stuck out about our defense is they played really fast. You know, we're not real big on defense, but our kids can run, and that's the style we're going to play, and we certainly achieved that last weekend.
Well, and you get a chance to come on the turf for the first time with all that speed.
We're excited about that, and we've spent a lot of time out here this summer, and it's always nice to be here at Kingston Stadium. So, you know, we're happy to be here, and hopefully that speed will pay off tonight.
Well, and all of the good things that went well last week, and they say you make your most improvement to week number two. Did you see that this week?
You know, we had a good week of practice. We did a lot of things right. You don't want to be complacent when you start a season like that, and so the kids knew that they have to get better. We have to get better to beat a very good Wash team, and so, you know, we worked hard this week, and hopefully we did improve.
Well, you're going to have a hungry Wash team with Mo coming in tonight after that one-point loss last week.
Absolutely, and, you know, they're a good football team, and, you know, the first game of the season, when you look at it, it really doesn't mean a whole lot, because teams change so much from week one, week two, from week one to week eight. And so, you know, we know what they are, and we know how good they are, and so there was no sense of overconfidence on our part, I can tell you that.
Well, your staffs, you know each other. You're such great friends, but like we said last night, you're still going to want to beat each other.
Absolutely, and when it comes time to get down to business, we're trying to win a football game. They're trying to win a football game, and it's very competitive. You know, after the game, we're going to shake hands and be friends again, but I don't know how friendly we're going to be before the game.
It's like a Giants-Cowboys game, right?
Yeah, except for the Cowboys are going to win.
You come out okay injury-wise in week one?
Yeah, we came out completely injury-free, and I think that's due to the fact that maybe our kids didn't play quite as much. So we're healthy. We're excited with where we're at. And we had one kid get a little dinged up in practice, and, you know, he was a junior reserve-type kid, and, you know, he's probably lost for the season. But other than that, we're good.
Well, what would you like to do well tonight? What do you think you got to do well against the Warriors?
We're going to, obviously, we're an offense that's built on running the ball, and we've got some good tailbacks. We need to get the ball, but we can't be too predictable. We got to get the ball in space. We got to do some different things, show some different looks. And then, you know, our quarterback's been pretty accurate so far. And given the opportunities, he's got to hit his targets. And we have a few things set up to where hopefully we'll have some open targets for him, and he just has to execute.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Scott.
Back with more after this here on KGYM. And that is head coach Brian White of the Cougars of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. We're going to take a 30-second break and come back, and we'll hear from Washington coach Mo Blue before Washington and Kennedy from Kingston Stadium back after this here on KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Washington and Kennedy tonight, and Mo Blue, the head coach of the Warriors, joining us. And the best thing about a loss like that is you get to flush it right away in week one and look forward to week two, right?
Oh, absolutely, and we better have flushed it, because if we haven't, we're dwelling on last week. This is not the right team to do that against, so we got to get after them. We had a good week of practice prepping for this. You know, it's basically, we always joke, it's an inter-squad scrimmage. Defenses are very similar, offenses are very similar. There's not a whole lot of surprises, so I think whichever side comes up with the better wrinkles, they'll have a little bit of an advantage.
Well, I was just going to say, then you got to bring the wrinkles into consideration.
Yeah, you know, we added some offensively and defensively, and I know for a fact they have two on both sides of the ball. They didn't have to do a whole lot last week, so they kept it pretty base. They showed a few things, but I know Brian offensively has some stuff up his sleeve, so, and so does Kyle. So on the defensive side, so when we're kind of prepared, we got an idea, but you never know until you see it.
I guess the good thing is you guys played a quality opponent in that first week. You had to go toe to toe, and Kennedy, like you said, they had a pretty easy.
Yeah, well, I mean, easy is a relative thing. I mean, you still got to go out and execute, and they executed very well with what they did. We had a tough one week one. Heck, we've had a tough one our preseason scrimmage with Iowa City West. And then we got Kennedy tonight, so our last 3 weeks have been pretty tough. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out who we are, you know, offensively and whatnot. And we're getting closer. We got a pretty good idea after last week, because Prairie was a tough opponent. I was out here last night and saw them, and they're good. And defensively, they fly the ball, and their offense is their offense. Now, as long as Kennedy doesn't come out in single wing, I feel pretty comfortable in what we're going to see.
Haven Henningsen, your running game was pretty good. You had pretty good balance between run and pass last week.
Yeah, we talked about it in our coaches meeting on Sunday. We all felt terrible about the offense, but we had 333 yards or something like that. I mean, so we're wondering what's it going to feel like, what's it going to be like when we feel good about it. So, you know, we know we got a better feel for what we are, so we're going to kind of play to those strengths tonight and see if it works out.
Well, I know Kate Saylor got dinged last week. Is he back?
No, he's not. It's probably going to be another week. Hopefully we'll have him back for Bettendorf. No tears, no in his knee or anything. He strained it pretty good and just needs another week.
Well, besides getting the win, what do you want to do better this week than you did last week?
Well, you just play a complete game. The kids came up with the motto for the season, all in. And before the game, we talked about we got to be all in for 48 minutes. Last week, we were all in for 47, but that last minute was pretty crucial when they scored that last touchdown, you know. So we got to play a full 48. And since we have no cupcakes, especially the first 3 weeks, if we don't play 48 minutes, it's going to be a long night. So our focus has been playing 48 minutes, and every you know, you have a bad play, you flush it and move on to the next. And that's what we got to do. And there's going to be ups and downs. This is an inner city game against a quality opponent, so we got to be ready to go. And I think we are.
Well, best of luck to the Warriors tonight. And I know you guys will shake hands afterwards, but I know you want to beat them as much as they want to beat you.
He's still my friend until about 7:15, 7:30. Then for 48 minutes, we're not friends. But then hopefully after, we'll be good.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mo.
All right.
And that is head coach Mo Blue of the Washington Warriors. Yeah, and like we have reiterated throughout the night, they are good friends, the Kennedy and Washington staffs. Really off the field, maybe even on the field, but they won't be for a few minutes, 48 of them to be exact here tonight. Our thanks to both Brian White and to Mo Blue for joining us here on the pregame show tonight as we get ready for Washington and Kennedy. The Warrior Marching Band on the field right now. They are performing toward the east stands, and they will be performing the national anthem toward the east stand as well, and that'll be coming up in just a little bit. High school football again presented by First Federal Credit Union, and we thank them for helping us out, and check them out and all their great incentives at firstfedcu.com. While we got a moment, let's go ahead and throw it downstairs to Jeff Moss, who was on the near sideline at about the 15-yard line, and get a little bit of a snapshot of what's going on weather-wise and down on the field as well before the Warriors and the Cougars kick it off. And Jeff, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Scott, and good evening, John, and it is another picture-perfect night for high school football here in Cedar Rapids. Temperature in the upper 60s here as we get ready to kick it off. Hardly any wind. Flag to the south end of Kingston Stadium just laying limp here tonight as we get ready for our national anthem. Absolutely superb night for this matchup between these two inner city rivals.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. We're going to rise and honor America again. The Warrior Band will be facing the opposite direction as we bring you tonight's national anthem from Kingston Stadium. National anthem here tonight from Kingston Stadium as we get ready for Wash and Kennedy. And we've had some dandies over the years, John. It doesn't matter if it's regular season, doesn't matter if it's playoffs. They've met many, many times, and seemingly they always come down to the last quarter.
Well, you're right. It's not just the regular season games. Like you said, we've had some dandy playoff games, and I don't know how many times it's come down to maybe one play where somebody just looks at the field of play at the end of the game and victory's hanging in the balance. Who's going to reach out and grab it? One team or the other always does, and boy, it's just exciting. I'm not going to be surprised if we have another one of those this evening.
Well, what are you looking for as the Cougars and the Warriors get ready to tangle here? Like the coaches said they'll do a lot of the same things, but there's going to be a lot of wrinkles thrown in there.
I think that's true. I actually wrote down three keys for each team. Let's start off with Kennedy. First one is they need to wear Wash down. Now, they watched the tape last week of Wash and Prairie, and they think that they've got a little more depth than the Warriors do. They can have their guys fresher at the end. I think that'll be good for Kennedy. Time of possession, I think, tonight. Last night, time of possession told the story, Scott. It might well tonight, too. Kennedy wants to keep the ball in their hands and run the ball down Wash's throat, not give them the chance to have their offense be on the field as much. And then finally for Kennedy, play physical. Brian White always talks about bringing the nasty. They want to bring the nasty tonight against the Warriors and have this be a real physical matchup. Let's go over to Washington for a second. They've got to shore up special teams first and foremost. Their punting game should have had several of the punts blocked last week. Their extra points and their field goal units just got to get that stuff figured out in week two. Secondly, for Wash, they need to play 48 minutes. And we heard Mo Blue talk about this. All in for 48 is what he said his team. So rotation's going to be huge for Wash tonight. Hopefully they learned some things about their rotation system last week in week one. I think we'll see improvement there tonight. And my final Wash key is they want Haven Henningsen to carry the ball more than 30 times. That's the magic number, I think. If they can get the ball in his hands 35, maybe even close to 40 times, that means they'll have the time of possession, keep the ball out of Kennedy's hands, and that should bode well for Mo Blue's Warriors.
Last week, Washington actually gained more yards offensively than Kennedy did. Warriors got 330 yards of offense to 321 for the Cougars. Both were pretty balanced, but Kennedy's defense was stout. Gave up only 158 yards to Muscatine, 90 on the ground and 68 through the air. Two teams that are really, really fast is what we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, they're going to have to play sideline to sideline. Look for both teams to get people in space, individual one-on-one matchups. And if those things happen, it could turn into a track meet.
Kennedy's got a Drake Relays 100 and 200 guy playing defensive end.
Speaking of track, that's an incredible thing that you've got a guy that's 6'3 playing defensive end that was a Drake 100 meter finalist. That's crazy.
Yes. Kennedy wearing their alternate uniforms tonight. They're gray jersey tops with the gold numbers, thankfully.
Which you can see very well.
Which you can see very well. Trimmed in green and black, and the black pants and the green and gold helmets. Warriors in their traveling white uniforms tonight with the red numbers and the red and blue striping and the red pants with the red helmets. Our officials tonight from the Muscatine area, led by Jeff Tank, that a veteran officiating crew. And let's go ahead while we got a moment before the teams line up and come on out for our Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups. They are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. For the visiting Washington Warriors in offense, Andrew Todd at left tackle, headed to Miami of Ohio next year, 6'4", 280-pound senior. Left guard, Brock Stewart, 6', 235 and a senior. Jared Sherman, a co-captain at center, 5'11", 215 pounds, and a senior. Ben LaGrange at right guard, 6'1", 230, and a junior. Nolan Potter at right tackle. Potter at 6'6", 270, and a senior. Warriors went double tights a lot last week. Parks McBride, 6'3", 215, and a senior, along with Brooklyn Butler, 6'2", 205, and a senior. Wideouts, Keon Smith-Allen at 5'9", 155, and a senior. We're going to see Lincoln Riley and Braden Wright in there for the injured Cade Saylor for the Warriors. Quarterback is Brian Cundy, 5'11", 205 pounds, and a senior. And when he's in there, the fullback will be JoJo Braggs at 5'9", 200 pounds, and a senior. And Haven Henningsen, 6'2", 190, a senior, had 173 yards last week. Had a very good night in his debut for Washington. That is your Skogman Carlson Insurance starting offense for the Washington Warriors. For the Cougars of Kennedy, they will go with at left tackle, Noah Glady at 6'4", 215 and a junior. Left guard, Nolan Jacobs, 6'3", 230 and a sophomore. The center, Parker Maxwell, 5'11", 250 pounds, and a senior. The right guard is James Vega, 5'8", 195, and a senior. The right tackle is Josh Viss, 6'2", 235, and a sophomore. The starting tight end is Cam Jones, 6'3", 205, and a junior. Quarterback is B.J. White, the coach's son, 6'1", 170, and a senior. He was 12 of 13 last week, and he is the caretaker of the family block this year for the Cougars. The starting receivers are Kai Jenkins, 6'1", 175, and a senior, and Sam Harrison, the ex-receiver, 6'1", 170, and a junior. Lane Toll is the fullback, 5'11", 195, and a senior, and the starting tailback, and we'll see many for the Cougars tonight, is Caron Hendred, 5'9", 185. He is only a sophomore, and that is your starting lineup offensively for the Kennedy Cougars as both teams get ready to come back out onto the turf. Kennedy out there, and they'll come from the north end, as per usual, behind the banners, and Wash will come out the southeast tunnel here in just a little bit. And, what a night for football.
Well, it's just gorgeous. There's no wind that's going to be a factor, as Jeff was telling us. Stadium is pretty darn full of people on both sides here tonight, so it's already rocking.
Yes, it is, and should be a good one here tonight. Wash 0-1 coming off the loss to Prairie. Wow. Kennedy comes in at 1-0. And again, we'll keep you updated on other scores throughout the night here on KGYM. And then after the game, all kinds of scores from all over Eastern Iowa with the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing. And that will come up after the game tonight through 12 midnight. All right. I think we got the first chess game going on here. I think either team doesn't want to come out onto the field. They're waiting for the other one to make the first move here in this poker game, John.
Well, their Warriors are finally coming out. They're still not out of the tunnel, but here come the Warriors with their JFK flags. I know Wash is, they're pumped too. When you stay in the locker room that long, there's usually some come to Jesus messages from the players and the coaches, which keeps them in there for that lengthy time.
Warriors and the Cougars getting ready to go at it here. As Kennedy won the toss, they have elected to defer their choice to the second half, and Washington is going to get the ball first. We saw a lot of double tights last week for the Warriors, and a little bit close to the vest. We'll see what happens tonight.
Well, they ran that double tight end, and then they split out their X and their Z receivers, so they had kind of what the old-fashioned guys call the ace formation with just one back, Henningsen, in the backfield. So there's no lead blocking from a fullback, which is a big departure from the Paul James and Tony Lombardi era. But Haven Henningsen more than made up for the physicality of not having a fullback by bringing it all on his own. Now, the difference, Scott, is that without a fullback, it's very tough to sell counter plays like counter trey, which was a staple of the Paul James offense back during the years when Mo Blue was a defensive coordinator and associate head coach.
It'll be Kennedy to kick off. No wind here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Flag is absolutely still to our right. And like I said, really good crowd on hand here at Kingston. Probably, man alive, I'd garner a guess, maybe 6,000, maybe 7,000 or so.
Where's Jeff Don when we need him?
We need Jeff Don, the crowd guesser. Braden Wright will drop back along with Keon Smith-Allen for the Warriors. And kicking off, and we got two really good kickers here in this ball game tonight. We got for Washington, their terrific kicker Andrew Hammer, and then Alex Stone for the Kennedy Cougars. Stone to kick from right to left. Twin safeties at about the 5-yard line. Kennedy and Wash, glad to have you with us here on KGYM. And this one's going to go well out of the end zone. And it'll be first and 10, Warriors. The Kennedy defense, we gave you the Wash offense. Kennedy runs the 3-5-3. Jordan Davis, Cam Waldrop, and Zach Packingham up front. The hybrid linebackers are Brock Remitko and Keyshawn Allers, and three really good linebackers. Ben Saracen, Cade Parker, a sophomore at middle linebacker. You don't see that in the 4A ranks very often, John. And then Isaiah Mady at right outside linebacker. Marco Shanklin and Terrell Jordan Jr. are the corners, and Michael Watkins, the safety. Warrior ball, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Double slot, straight ahead handoff. Henningsen off the left side. It's got 25-30. First down. Warriors went strong, and they go for 13 on the opening carry of the ball game.
Interesting formation, double tight ends, and then they're brought both of their receivers in as almost inside slot backs. You could even say that they resemble offset fullbacks.
Warriors are going to go no huddle here. Smith Allen will go and line up tight in the slot left for Washington on first down and a 10. Henningsen, the lone setback. He'll get it. Same play going right side this time. Turns it up at 35 and collared at about the 38-yard line by Ben Saracen. Kennedy's got speed, and they got a lot of wrestlers back on that defense.
Yes, they do. And on that particular formation for Washington, they did a tight trips to their right side there. That's an old Tom Good Regis play.
Are we going to see the pop pass?
There it is again. Tight trips to the right.
Second down and five. Kennedy, four-man front. Counter give left side. Henningsen turns it up at the 40-yard line. Backs his way for a first down to the 45, maybe the 46-yard line before the tackle is made by Keyshawn Allers.
Well, there's the answer to how you run a one-back counter tray is you take those tight trips guys on the right and you pull them all to the left-hand side as lead blockers and kickouts.
Listening to high school football tonight on KGYM Cedar Rapids. Back to throw, Cundy runs into his blocking back. Now rolling to the right side, he's going to keep it and gets sandwiched as he gets to the 50. And they'll give him the Kennedy 49 before Brock Romitko made the stop in there along with Jordan Davis.
This is a nice offensive wrinkle that Mo Blue has brought to the table tonight. This, I promise you, Scott, is not what Kennedy's defense was expecting to see.
Co-offensive coordinators week number two with Jason Wood and Frank Sherman. Braden Wright and Smith Allen to the right side. Slot left. They'll run it that way with Henningsen. Turns it up and brought down after a short gain. There's the middle linebacker, Cade Parker, the sophomore for Kennedy.
Well, how tough do you have to be as a sophomore in a big school like Kennedy with a huge enrollment to be put in the mic position as the inside linebacker? We're going to hear a lot about this young man for the next 3 years.
Third down and three for Wash from the Kennedy 47. No score, just underway. Smith Allen in motion left to right. Cundy to throw. Rolls to the right side. Has time. Now throws upfield. Incomplete. Got hit as he threw by Zach Packingham. And it's going to be fourth down and a decision coming up for the Warriors.
Big hit on the rundown by Packingham there as Cundy, I don't think he quite knew the footsteps were coming behind him.
Well, that's Packingham's speed right there.
Sure is, but boy, he's got such athleticism to go along with that height now and the speed.
Henningsen is the punter. Keep that in mind. For Washington on fourth down and three from punt formation. Kennedy has nobody back, and he will kick it away. Gets a low spiral kick away, angling to the near side, and it's going to take a Warrior bounce and go out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. So it's going to be a 32-yard punt, and Warriors stick Kennedy well back in their own field position.
It's fair to say that Henningsen's punts are not a thing of beauty, but boy, he did a nice job of getting that one out inside the 20 as he rolled out about the 11-yard line. That's a nice punt.
Warriors defensively without two starters tonight. And going in there is going to be Mason Hatfield. He's going to get the start for Josh Tompkins. On first down, White rolls right. White throws upfield and overshoots his man. Harrison incomplete, and he got hit pretty hard right there. As coming in to make the hit was Seth Semrau. We got some good linebackers in this game tonight.
Well, you talked about the speed that both of these teams possess, and right now they're utilizing it in chasing down both sides' quarterbacks.
Kennedy's going to go a little no huddle here. Warriors of Brooklyn, Butler, Jackson Foote, Parks McBride up front on second down. Shotgun. Here's a little swing pass out in the left flat and across the 10. And not much of a gain for Hendred right there. He'll take it out to the 13 for a gain of a couple.
Brian White's got a few tricks up his sleeve offensively for the Warriors as well. This is a team that could just as well be in a triple I backfield, and right now they've got Cougars spread all over the field.
Spread formation, trips to the right. Blitz coming. They throw the middle screen, and it's caught at the 20-yard line. Ball bounces loose, but Kennedy's got it. As a Cougar hopped on it, as a catch made by Kai Jenkins. And coming up with it for Kennedy was the left guard, Nolan Jacobs.
Good crossing pattern there by Jenkins, who saw an open seam but then got popped, and his world was rocked, and the ball went right on the ground.
Caron Hendren, the lone setback. He's a sophomore. White in the shotgun. White throws the out, and it's caught, 26-yard line. And that's A.J. Davis, as Snitker pushes him out of bounds right there. And both teams going no huddle right away, interestingly enough.
Kennedy's really trying to push the pace in a furious way right now.
Gain of four that time. Second down and six. Again, trips to the right. One receiver to the left. And now we have a timeout. Mo Blue is going to bring over the defense.
Well, it's fair to say that both of these teams have got new tricks coming out of their bag offensively, and both coaches are scratching their heads as to what they prepared for.
Well, just looking over the far side here, Mo Blue is not happy with the defense, and we talked about the wrinkles,
yep.
And here's wrinkle one for Wash, no huddle, with that little strong formation, and now Kennedy's spreading them out, going no huddle.
Yeah, you got to think that Brian White for Kennedy wants to push the pace because he wants to run the Warriors off of their feet by the fourth quarter. On the other side of the ball, I really like what the Warriors staff has got with this tight trips formation. It's so hard. Take it from a former defensive coordinator that scratched his head on how to line up against that. It's so hard to prepare for that if you know it's coming. I don't think probably Kennedy thought this was coming at him tonight.
Now Kennedy will go with the stacked eye again. One receiver out to the right side, and it's going to be a direct carry this time by Michael Watkins, and he crosses the 30. He's got a first down to the 34-yard line. So the kitchen sink being thrown here by both coaches.
This is a defensive quarters nightmare.
Michael Watkins lined up under center a la Prairie in the single wing last night, and he will carry it. First down and 10. And Watkins going to stay in there as a quarterback. Watkins will run the same play. Coming to the near side this time. Breaks a tackle. Getting to the corner. 35 to the 40. Tight ropes the sideline and took a shot. But kept on his feet as Keon Smith-Allen pushes him out. But it's going to be another first down. Across the 45 to the 46-yard line.
That's just student body left. Full pulling sweep with everybody, including three backs dotting the eye, leading the way around the corner for you.
Now back to the eye. Third formation we've seen. Receivers left and right for the Cougars. Off the quick count. Hand off. Caron Hendren turns a corner. 45-50. He's a speedster. Look out. 40-30 to the 20, and he's gone. Touchdown, Kennedy. Flag down, though, at about the 42-yard line. There is a flag down, and this one might come back.
I have not seen a running back turn the corner and go down the sideline that fast since Tim DeWight. That was DeWight-esque.
Yeah. Caron Hendren can pick him up and move him, but it's going to come back. It's going to be a hold on Kennedy. Boy, did he hit the corner. In a big way.
My, is he fast. That was an unbelievable burst of speed. And when he turned that corner, he left everybody in the dust. And we're talking a Wash defense that's got speed merchants itself.
5'9", 185, and a sophomore. He's got bloodlines. First down. And 10 from the 49-yard line. Toss to Hendren, trying to get to the corner. Turns it back up, and well defended by Washington. Ty Johnson came up, and they much better job of contained that time by the Warriors.
Just a simple toss sweep to the wide side of the field, but like all outside backers and defensive ends are taught in setting an edge, they did a great job there for the Warrior defense. Nothing that Hendren could do but turn it upfield where the pursuit caught up with him immediately.
7:48, clock rolling, first quarter, no score. Wash and Kennedy. Cougar ball, second down and 10 at their own 48-yard line. They'll put Jenkins to the left, Harrison to the right, straight ahead handoff to Henry, and he tripped up. Parks McBride in the backfield tripped him up, and going to be a loss of about a yard. Henry, of course, is related to Christian French, the former All-Stater and the former University of Oregon Duck.
That's right.
Now in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks.
I believe they have the same mother, is that correct?
I believe half-brothers, yeah. Yes. Third down for Kennedy. Third and 11 from the near hash mark at the Cougar 48. Wash showing blitz from the outside, and here they come. White, quick throw out in the flat, incomplete. And was that a lateral? They're going to say no. Very close.
That was close. Caron's going to have to watch that on film and make sure he knows that if that happens again, he's got to get on that if he doesn't catch it.
So both teams with a couple first downs, and each team will have to punt it away. Michael Watkins is the punter for the Cougars. Averaged 32.5 last week down in Muscatine. Good snap, rugby style kick, gets a high tail wagger away. Warriors will let it bounce inside the 20. Cougar roll inside the 10, inside the 5. This one's going to go down to the 1 yard line.
Oh my.
That's that rugby kick. 51 yards and no return.
Boy, it had eyes to go out of bounds, but then it took a little carom, almost like a bunt down the third baseline staying in.
6:38 to play here in quarter number one, and no score. Now Washington on their own at 1 yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors, and you got to be very careful down here if you're Washington.
Well, we'll see what kind of formation changes come now for Washington both sides, lots of new wrinkles out of the bag in their first possession.
JoJo Braggs is in there as the blocking back. High formation. And on first down, give to the second back through Henningsen, and just got a back to the line of scrimmage. Ben Saracen, Brock Remitko, Zach Packingham all in there for the Cougar defense.
Left guard pulled on that for Washington and was trying to lead up through a hole, but he tripped right in front of the ball carrier. That could have easily been a safety.
Right, Smith Allen to the right side, again out of the eye. 15 on the play clock for the Warriors. They look to the sideline. Jason Wood changing things up right now. Diedrich Ward.
They're going to have to take a timeout.
Right over there trying to help. Down to two. Down to one in the play clock. And did they get it off? They're going to say yes. Hand off. And not much that time. And now we've got an injured Cougar down in the end zone. That's Jordan Davis.
Yeah, he's holding his knee and writhing in pain, which is not a good sign initially.
Kennedy staff, they wanted a delay a game. Lynn Groth going to go out there, Cougar trainer.
There was a case to be made for that as well, but if it wasn't late, it was simultaneous with the clock, the 25-second clock hitting zero.
They'll usually give you about a half a tick.
Right.
As the Kennedy head coach Brian White out there with his injured player. 5:51 to play here in the first quarter. And Jeff, let me throw it to you for a moment. Jordan Davis, the injured Kennedy Cougar, the left defensive end. Couldn't tell if you saw anything down there, but definitely he's in pain.
Yeah, as soon as that play ended, he was down on the ground in the end zone and took his own helmet off and was writhing around. Right now they're taking a look at his left knee, and he has not gotten up, and it continues to writhe in pain down there in the end zone. So definitely not a good sign for the defense for the Kennedy Cougars, guys.
All right, Jeff, thanks. In fact, Kennedy's team doctor out there now. And hope the best for the Jordan Davis out there, and he is getting up, but not putting any weight on that left knee leg area. And try to get you an update on that.
Jordan Davis being assisted to the sidelines for the Cougars.
And that's doesn't look like anything Yeah, we'll just wait.
Should probably
hold off.
We don't like to speculate, but initial observation on this one is that he's not going to be out there the rest of the first half anyway.
Third down and 8 for the Warriors. They'll keep it on the ground to Henningsen. Quick hitter up the middle. Angles left. 10, 15. Breaks loose. He's got a first down into the Kennedy secondary. And across the 25 to the 26-yard line. On a big 23-yard third down run for Wash.
Inspired blocking by the left side of the offensive line for Washington. Henningsen burst through and then just headed down for the sideline, carrying Cougar defenders with him. Such a strong runner.
First down from the 26-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. Trips that way. Cunningham from the gun. Back to throw. Has all day. Surveys. Throws short left. Caught along the sideline. And about an 8-yard gain to about the 34-yard line. As making the catch that time for the Warriors was Ross Snitker.
Complete for Ross Snitker. One.
Warriors getting a lot of people in there at that receiver spot now. As Ross Snitker, the 5'8", 160-pound junior, makes his first catch. He's out to the left side, trips to the right side. On second down and short, second and 2, Cundy back to throw. Has time, now he's going to step up and run, get to the 40, and slides to about the 44-yard line. Brought down by Cade Parker.
More than enough for the first down.
That middle linebacker.
3-yard line.
All day to throw for the Washington quarterback.
He really did, but it's only a 3-man rush with 5 guys that are blocking, so they should be able to hold them off. It's when those hybrid outside linebackers start getting sent by defensive coordinator Knock that they're going to have to worry.
End of the first quarter over at Linmar Stadium, where we'll be at next Friday night. We'll give you that score in a moment. On first down, short drop. They throw the out. Leaping catch, Lincoln Riley right at the 50 and gets ahead to the Kennedy 49-yard line. Big cushions, and that will go for 8 more. After the first quarter over at Linmar, it's Xavier 7, Linmar nothing. As Xavier looks to pull off another good non-district win. Second down and 2. 4:23 clock rolling, first quarter, no score. That big Wash offensive line doing a good job so far. Off the quick count. Here's Cundy to throw. Eludes the rush. Throws short, key on Smith. Allen has it along the near sideline and gets to the 44. And that will be another Warrior first down. 5 more that time as Smith Allen makes his first catch of the night.
Well, there's just a great one-on-one matchup on every play here, Scott, between Nolan Potter and Mr. Packingham. Those two, they're just going at it tooth and nail down there.
First and 10, Wash. Started at their own 1-yard line. One set back, trips to the left side. Straight ahead handoff, Henningsen. Nice through to the 40, to the 35. And close to another Warrior first down as he's down to the 35-yard line. Going to be about a half a yard short.
Again on the carry.
Boy, Jared Sherman is doing a great job up front.
Good yardage.
Of course, his dad, the offensive coordinator, one of the co-offensive coordinators.
Isaiah Mady coming off, limping for the Cougar defense here and falling down immediately. Looks like a cramp situation.
Second down, about a half a yard. One setback out of the shotgun. Long count off the fake and on the keeper, Cundy, and didn't get there. Got back to the line of scrimmage on the read option. And it'll be third down and less than a yard. And Jeff, we'll go down to you real quick on the sidelines.
Yeah, guys, as I walk in by the trainer's table where Jordan Davis was, they were examining his knee. One trainer looked at the other one. The head trainer who's looking at him right now looked at the knee and then gave that nod up and down. And I think we all know what that probably means, looking at that knee.
That's too bad. Thanks, Jeff. Quarterback sneak and a first down for Bryant Cundy. And the Warriors keep this drive alive. As Washington is spreading Kennedy out right now, and it is very effective. Trips to the left side. Lincoln Riley out to the near side to the right. Under 3 to play, first quarter, no score. Cundy rolls left, looking to throw. Has time, throws on the run. Catch made at the 20-yard line, ahead to the 15. And Braden Wright down to the Kennedy 13-yard line for a gain of 17 and another first down.
So many good possession receivers for this Warrior offense. They run great crisp routes, and Cundy has got incredible accuracy.
In the red zone, first and 10 at the Kennedy 13-yard line. One setback look, straight ahead handoff to Haven Henningsen, and just pushes the pile ahead to the 10-yard line. Whole bunch of folks in there, white shirts, gray shirts. As making the tackle that time for Kennedy was Jacob Pearson, who's in there, I believe, right now for Isaiah Mady.
Some great play calling by the dual offensive coordinators for Wash on this drive. They've been mixing it up and keeping Kennedy's defense guessing.
Second down, a little more than seven outside the 10-yard line. Back to throw, Cundy out of the gun. Has time, steps up, now running, throws right side of the end zone, diving attempt incomplete. Had Henningsen out there, he had Keon Smith-Allen as well, Michael Watkins and Marco Shanklin on defense. And that'll bring up third down, and the Warriors so far in this drive, 2 for 2, converting.
Third and 8, ball is on the 11-yard line of the Cougars.
Third down, a little more than 7. They need just outside the Kennedy 3-yard line. No score here in the first quarter. Cundy in the gun. Henningsen on his right hip. Inside handoff to Henningsen. Nothing doing. Nothing doing right there. Good job defensively for Kennedy. Coming in and making the stop. Nolan Jacobs playing defense.
Yep, Jacobs got him high, and Ben Saracen hit him low.
And going to be a loss of about a yard, and now Warriors going to try a field goal, which did not work real well last week.
Going to be a violent rush from the right side of the Kennedy defense.
27-yard attempt for Andrew Hammer out of the hold of Cundy. Good snap, place down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and it is good. So the Warriors get 3 on a drive that started on their own 1-yard line. 1:24 to play here in the first. It's Washington 3 and Kennedy nothing. Back with a kickoff after this 30-second timeout here on KGYM Sports.
Up to 40% off hot deals with Dell's Labor Day sale and free shipping on everything? That's huge! Dell has all the technology you need with an amazing selection, including the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, brilliant 55-inch Sony HD smart TV, and so many great electronics. Shop big Labor Day deals by visiting Dell.com/Labor Day. You could save up to 40% on select products by calling 800-BUY-DELL.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, Scott Unash alongside John Hegarty. Jeff Moss on the sidelines, 3-0 Washington on the 27-yard Andrew Hammer field goal. But Washington started that drive in their own 1-yard line and showed a lot of metal right there.
It was a beautiful drive, and the thing that I liked most about it, Scott, was that they mixed up their play calling so well as to kind of bumfuzzle Kennedy's defense. They didn't know whether they were trying to stop the big running back Henningsen from coming up the middle or whether they were going to have to do the short hook curl zone passes. Just a great job of execution along the way with play calling.
Hammer to kick it away. Three backs back for Kennedy, and this one is going to be Kai Jenkins at the 3 with blockers in front. 10, 15, and didn't get back to the 20. They will give him the 20. As he was brought down there by 24, that's Hunter Intorf. You look 24 out there and you're expecting to see Orion Vance. He's worn it the last 3 years.
And worn it well. It's not often you talk about hang time when you discuss a kickoff, but that had some nice hang time.
Kennedy, they'll mark it at the 22. It'll be first and 10 Cougars. Cam Jones tight end left side. Slot right, they'll run out of the eye. White, fullback handoff and going right. And crossing the 25-yard line for Kennedy that time was Keyshawn Allers. And he's a third running back that Kennedy has employed tonight.
This is one of the strengths of the offense for Kennedy, is that they can just keep shuttling in these fresh running backs, and there's not much drop-off on any of them. They're pretty much all the same.
Allers will go for 6. A 5'9", 160-pound junior. Hendred will be the deep back. This time, Toll back in there. Cougars will send Jenkins in motion to the left. On the counter give, left side, Kyron Hendred, and hit brought down. Good tackle. Coming in there, Ross Snitker. And brought him down. Looks like for a little bit of a loss at the 28-yard line. Is could be the final play of the first quarter.
They're on Hendred with the carry.
They'll give him progress back to the line of scrimmage. And see, looks like Kennedy will run another play. Third down and about four. Back to throw, White. Rolls to the left side, throws sideline. Davis with the catch, and he's got a first down. Right along the sideline at the end of the first quarter of play. As Davis will move the chains for the Kennedy Cougars. After one, it is Cedar Rapids, Washington 7. Or check that, Cedar Rapids, Washington 3. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter after this 1 minute break. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium as we get ready to start second quarter, and we got penalty flags to us on the first snap here of quarter number two on first down. We'll get you the total yardage in quarter number one coming up in a moment. Officials are deliberating at about the 35-yard line, and it's going to be a false start against Kennedy. Well, we've seen wrinkles, John. We thought we would.
That's right, and they've been offensive to this point, but it seems now, though, after a couple possessions for each side, they're kind of settling back into their tried-and-true offensive formations.
As Kennedy will be penalized 5 yards for illegal procedure. First quarter numbers, total yards, Washington 120 and Kennedy with 52 as the pass to the sideline. And Caron Hendred. Well, I beg your pardon. He carried it that time. And he got a couple of it back. It'll be second down and long.
Wash has done a great job of stringing out the plays and setting the edge. They learned that from the game last week against Prairie, is that you cannot let people get outside you.
Allers at a fullback. And they'll send Hendred out of the backfield in motion to the left side. Here's a straight ahead handoff to Allers up the middle. And he is bottled up defensively. Hatfield was there for Washington, in there for Tompkins. Semrau was in there. And right now, the Warriors got big Nolan Potter in there defensively.
Just a stonewall defense there by Wash as the fullback dive yielded nothing for Kennedy.
Third down and a little bit more than 10. Four receivers, three to the left, one to the right. Shotgun, White back to throw. Sets up the middle screen, lofts it for Hendren. Catch 35-40, near side 45-50. Hendren into Wash territory. It's spun down by Lincoln Riley at the Warrior 45-yard line. Boy, you got that speed out there, and that's how you use it.
It's a great play call, too. Whenever you've got a fast pursuing defense like Wash has got on there in the field right now, just run that little screen out to the side there. And Henry did a good job waiting patiently for his blocks to develop and then hitting the jets.
First down off the gain of 18. 11 minutes to play in the first half. 3-0 Washington. Kennedy with the ball at the Warrior 45. Now White's going to go in motion. Direct snap to Allers with Hendren blocking. Trying to get to the corner. Hit and brought down by Braden Wright. As Wright came up and made the stop, going to be a loss of two that time.
Wash's defense is flowing from sideline to sideline so quickly, Scott, that there's no way they're going to allow that corner to get turned. They've done a great job of setting the edge and stringing out the plays into the sideline.
And yet another offensive wrinkle that time by Brian White. Second down, a little more than, well, we'll call it a little more than 12. And out of the shotgun. Now White again out of there in motion. Direct snap back to Hendren. He stops. Watkins make that. He throws downfield. Coming back for the catch, Kai Jenkins at the 24-yard line. And there we heard before the game, Brian White said, you may see a couple people throw the ball that don't usually do so.
Misdirection. When you send your quarterback in motion and then let your running back take the direct snap and throw the ball on his pass as far down the field as he can throw, you're pulling out all the stops, Coach.
Gain of 22 and another Cougar first down. Down 3-0, tight end right side this time, wide side of the field to the left. Off the fake, B.J. White rolls to the left side, throws up field, guns the pass to the 15-yard line, and a leaping catch made by Kai Jenkins, and he got popped.
Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley came across, and as soon as that ball was caught, just drilled the receiver from behind.
Held on, though. And it will be enough for the first down. Gain of 10 that time. First and 10 Cougars at the 14-yard line of Washington. Off the quick count. White, second back through. Gives it to Hendren. Hendren to the corner. To the 10. Turns it. 5. And he's in. Touchdown. Oh, my goodness, is he quick. Played on the sophomore team last year as a freshman. And he can pick him up and put him down.
I dare say that of all the tracksters with accomplishments on this Kennedy team, Caron Hendren may be the fastest guy out there. I think he is. He makes everybody look like they're standing still. And there's a lot of fast track guys out there playing football on both sides.
Kennedy comes right back with a 78-yard touchdown drive. As Caron Hendren takes it in from 14 yards out. Extra point is up and good by Alex Stone. And Kennedy takes their first lead of the ball game. 9:28 to play first half. It's the Cougars 7 and the Washington Warriors 3. We'll come back with a kickoff after this 30-second timeout here on KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, and Caron Hendren gives the home folks something to sing about as he turned the corner for 14 yards and the score. Kennedy up 7-3. Braden Wright will drop along with Keyshawn Smith-Allers. We'll go down to Jeff after the kickoff here, and we'll get his. He had a real good view of that as Hendren turned the corner that time. As Alex Stone will get ready to kick it off for the Kennedy Cougars.
Some instructions coming in at the last minute with a player to Stone. I wonder if Brian White's got something up his sleeve on this kickoff.
Wash will send Smith Allen back near side at about the 4, and Braden Wright back at about the 2.
Zach Packingham brought in a message as the ball was being teed up from Coach Brian White.
We'll see what the message is. And Stone will kick it away. Going to kick it up high. This one will go to the 1 yard line. Smith Allen to the 5, angling to the right side, trying to get to the corner. Ooh. Brought down at the 10 yard line. And making the stop, special teams wise, for Kennedy that time, Luke Guido over there. Jeff, we'll go down to you. That was lightning, man.
Yeah, guys. You know, Mo Blue on the other sideline, he was looking for a hold on that play. He got one on the other touchdown that got called back by Hendred, but, you know, there's some things that just can't be taught, and that's one of those things that Hendred has, is just his eye for the hole. That was great blocking by the Cougar line, and then he just turned on the Jets and took it in for six.
First and 10, Washington at their own 10-yard line. They'll go with the I formation this time. Cundy hands it off to Haven Henningsen. Stiff arm at the 10, cross the 15, and another big gainer. Close to a first down. He'll take it out to about the 19-yard line. As I tell you, Henningsen so far tonight has been terrific. Wash with 120 total yards in that first quarter. Henningsen already up to 73.
And you know what, Scott? He's running straight ahead. It's almost literally not between the tackles, but between the guards. Dead vertical.
Second down, same play, opposite side. Henningsen stacked up this time. Terrell Jordan Jr. coming up. He was the first one to hit him. Zach Packingham also there, along with Ben Saracen. And going to depend on the spot here. And they will move the chains. First down, Warriors. And both teams now with 8 first downs here in this ballgame.
Cade Parker coming off, holding his elbow. Might have just got a little stinger there.
First down and 10. He'll be replaced by Ethan Applegate. Hand off right side, Henningsen. Trying to go off tackle. Spins away from one. Can't get away from the second one. Looked like Marco Shanklin was the first one to arrive. Going to be a gain of one out to about the 21-yard line.
Both offenses right now is running back, Scott, are finding the inside bottled up on occasion and trying to bounce it to the outside, but neither team's defense is allowing them to get that corner turned right now.
Second down and 9, 7-3 Kennedy, coming up on 8 minutes remaining first half. One receiver left, one to the right. Short drop, they throw the quick out, caught by Snitker, coming back to the 25 and brought down immediately by Terrell Jordan Jr. They'll give him progress, 5 yards to the 26-yard line. And catch number 2 of the night for Ross Snitker.
Brian Cundy's short passing game is so accurate, whether it's in the hook curl zone between the hash marks or whether it's on out stop and go patterns. He's so laser-like, it's uncanny. Just accuracy is tremendous.
Third and 4. Washington, they need the Kennedy or the 30-yard line. Cundy on the quick hitter up the middle. Henningsen hit, brought down short of the first down. Parker was back in there. He didn't stay out long. And first one to hit him there for Kennedy. Coming up and making the stop was Marianis Cooper.
Henningsen getting up slow as he goes back to the formation here.
Boy, Wash cannot afford to lose him.
Yeah, I don't think he's got an injury or anything, but they're really putting a lot of work on his shoulders right now.
Warriors will have to punt, and Henningsen is the punter.
And he doesn't drop back very far either.
No, he doesn't. Kennedy will send twin safeties back. 5 in the play clock. Henningsen gets it. One step, gets it away. This one a lot higher. End over end kick. And the Cougars will take it at the 40-yard line. Reversing field, Jenkins trying to get to the corner. Turns it up 45-50. Back middle of the field. He's to the 40 and brought down. What a spin move by Kai Jenkins. And he takes it back to the Wash 39-yard line.
Well, initially, there was some question on who was going to field that ball, but Jenkins made the most of it.
That was a higher punt that time, 33 yards, but a big return. And Kennedy has it up 7-3 with 6:35 to play first half. And they will start in Washington territory at the Warrior 39. By far the best field position Kennedy has had tonight. First down, White under center this time. Jenkins to the right. One receiver to the left. They'll run off tackle with Hendrick. Turns the corner 40. 35. Turns on the Jets 30. Pulled down from behind by Lincoln Riley. And a late flag comes in. They're going to get a horse collar tackle.
And that was the only thing that Riley could do in his defense. It was either horse collar tackle Hendrick or watch him go to the end zone for another 6.
And it'll be a gain of 12. Horse collar indicated. And it'll be 15 more here, or at least half the distance to the goal. First wash penalty of the night, but it's going to be a major, and they will take Kennedy all the way down to the 13-yard line.
That penalty won't look good in the stats for the night, but I guarantee you that if Lincoln Riley doesn't do that, that goes the distance.
Oh, yeah. That would have been another one right there.
That's all he could have done. That was his only way of stopping that play.
Going to get a Kennedy timeout here. Cougars will talk it over. 6:29 to play first half. Kennedy 7, Washington 3. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to Kingston after this here on KGYN.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Back with the Kingston Stadium, the Bob Brooks Press Box, as Kennedy with a first and 10 coming up at the Warrior 13-yard line. We'll talk it over with 6:29 to play second quarter. As Wash had the early momentum, and now it's completely changed at this point.
One sophomore by the name of Caron Hendred has kind of taken over this game at this point.
Maxwell over the ball at center. Cougars will line up from the 13. Jones tight end left side. Aller's back in there as the fullback, and they'll go with the pro set formation this time. Inside handoff, Aller's penalty flag flies, and Aller's knifes his way to the 10-yard line, and maybe the 9, but we'll see what the penalty's about. And probably going to push Kennedy back 5, and it will for procedure.
It's too bad, because that's the seldom used trap play, which seems to be a dying dinosaur in football right now. But
you love that play.
There's interesting ways that these teams that spread the ball out can still find a way to do it every so often, and that was going to yield a nice little positive yardage there for Kennedy, but it all is coming back for naught.
So the 5 yards will back him up to, well, back to the 15-yard line. And on first down, White back to throw and is going to loft to the right side. Hendred, blockers in front, gets to the 15 and ahead to the 11-yard line. Snitker there on the stop. And also there for Washington, coming up with the tackle, Jared Sherman. Warriors are getting more guys. Depth, Kennedy's got more depth than Washington, but Warriors are rotating right now.
They are doing a good job with their rotation. They also did a good job of learning from that first screen out there. They were on that one much quicker.
Second down at about 8 from the 11-yard line. Here is a direct snap to Watkins. Rolling to the left side. Watkins turns it up at the numbers at the 10. And written down as he gets to about the 7-yard line. Stays in bounds. Parks McBride on the stop over on the far sideline for the Warriors.
There is so much speed on display on both sides of the ball. You see those Kennedy tracksters out there trying to stretch the field and run to the corners so that they can cut it upfield. But just about the time you think they're going to get the corner turn, here comes a bevy of white jerseys from Wash. Conversion on the play, flying to the ball too.
Coming up, 5 minutes remaining first half. 7-3 Kennedy. A third down and about 5. Off the fake, White rolls the pocket right side, looking to throw. Throws in the end zone, intercepted. Lincoln Riley comes up with a big interception and brings it back to about the 5-yard line.
Picks it at the 6 and runs out of bounds. And this is something that in our early season coaches' corner show, Brian White talked about his son and the tendency last year to throw some picks at the inopportune times. And that is something that is not going to be feeling good by B.J. White.
Like to have that one back, but a great play by Lincoln Riley, though, as he steps in front of that pass. And Riley comes up with the interception, the 5'10", 180-pound junior. So the Warriors down 7-3. They dodge a bullet. And field position, Wash's best field position tonight has been their own 20-yard line. Shotgun for Cundy from his own end zone. He's back to throw, steps up, being pressured, caught, but does get a little bit of a gain out to about the 7-yard line. Blake Sargent in there, a backup defensive lineman, making the stop for the Cougars.
Came all the way from the other side of the play there to run that one down. Cundy very nearly sacked in the end zone for the safety. Wisely stepped forward and then went down.
He's in there for Jordan Davis, who had that unfortunate knee injury in the first quarter. Nine on the play clock, second down and nine. Cundy throws a little pass to the right side in the flat. And it's caught across the 10 and close to a first down, but about a yard short that time. And Haven Henningsen comes up with the pass.
Trying to find as many ways as they can to get the ball in his hands. And on just a little flat pass out there, that's one of those tough-to-defend sort of things. And when he gets ahead of steam, watch out.
Third down and two. Shotgun formation off the fake. Cundy on the read option is caught. He's going to be short of the first down. Cooper got in there again. Moriandis brought him down about a yard short.
Yep, Cundy called his own number on the read option, faked the handoff, and then went straight ahead, but just couldn't quite get to the move the chains. So fourth and a long yard here. They've got to punt this, don't they?
They got to punt.
They're looking right now like they're not going to, though. Jason Wood. No, one guy comes in and exchanges out, but Henningsen is lining up to punt.
Well, we shall see. And we're going to get a Warrior timeout. Play clock was at two. They were thinking about it. At least they showed Kennedy they were going to try it. And the timeout taken with 3:13 to play first half.
With that amount of time left before half, you absolutely cannot turn the ball over to Kennedy inside your own 15-yard line and give them another shot after that big turnover on the Lincoln Riley pick.
7-3 in favor of Kennedy. Warriors scored first on an Andrew Hammer 27-yard field goal. And then Kennedy on a Caron Hendred 14-yard run took the lead at 7-3 after the Stone extra point. And that's where we are at right now. Get you some scores coming up at halftime. Fourth and one, and Henningsen drops back a little bit more to punt it away. And now we've got movement up front, and the Warriors drew Kennedy off. How about that? Brian Cundy's terrific at that, though.
You know, I'm not sure it was so much Cundy's hard count as it was that late putting your hand down on the turf that the offensive linemen do for Washington.
Iowa City West right now is having their way in the second quarter with Muscatine 44-3. Independence leading Clear Creek Amana 12-0 at halftime. More scores coming up at halftime. First and 10 Warriors. They'll scrimmage from the 20-yard line, right hash mark. Empty backfield. Cundy out of the shotgun. Looking to throw. Has all day. Now being chased. Escapes, and now he goes down. Cooper again got him. Going to be a loss of five in the first sack of the night for the Cougar D.
Well, credit that sack to blanket coverage downfield by the Kennedy secondary.
Isaiah Mady back in the game, by the way.
Brought down by number 14.
Although he's coming out right now in favor of Luke Guido. Second down. Back to throw Cundy. Out of the gun. Again, has all day. Guns the middle of the field. Crossing pattern caught. Braden Wright. A tumbling catch at the 36-yard line. Gain of 21. That was a beauty.
Everybody covered up downfield by the Kennedy secondary, and Braden Wright did what all good receivers do. When they've got time, they break off of their route and they float to an open seam, and that's how Cundy found him. That's just smart receiving by Braden Wright.
2.5 to play, first half. Warriors first and 10 with one timeout remaining at their own 35. Cundy empty backfield, out of the gun. Has time, gonna throw deep right sideline. Man out there, overshot him. Henningsen wheel route out of the backfield and got another injured Cougar, and that's Packingham back there. He gets up slowly. Started to go out, now he's going to stop and take a knee. Now he'll make it out.
He's kind of holding his arm too.
And a second down coming up for the Warriors. Boy, Cundy throws a nice ball.
Well, he's had time. His offensive line has been his best friend tonight.
Now they'll check Zach Packingham out. Both Kennedy's defensive ends are out of the game right now. On second down and 10, Cunningham out of the gun. He's back to throw. Looks, throws in the flat, caught Henningsen. Tries to spin away and gets about four to the 40-yard line. As middle linebacker Kate Parker was there along with Brock Romitko.
Cundy just sees the field so well, and that's a product of understanding your offense, knowing the tendencies of your receivers. But he's looking off first and second receivers and going to third guys. That's just a mark of maturity.
Third down and six from the 40. Cundy deep drop, trying to set up the screen. They lob it right side, and a big hit put on Henningsen by Brock Romitko, who rocked him at about the 35-yard line.
Boy, Henningsen took a shot to the kidneys there. He's getting up to his feet, but he's bent over and feeling that. There's no padding in the back section there for football players unless you're a quarterback.
Romitko did a great job of reading that screen.
He timed that hit perfectly. So this is going to call for a punt now by Henningsen, who's got just took the kidney blow.
Backing up Michael Watkins for Kennedy, back to the 30, single safety. Henningsen will get the snap. One step, gets it away. Low kick, returnable. 25-yard line, Muff picked up at the 27. Watkins, one tackle missed. Gets up to the 30, 35, and up to the 36-yard line. Be about a 10-yard return that time for Watkins. We'll talk with both coaches coming up at the halftime break. 33-yard punt and a 10-yard return that time. Minute 33 for Kennedy to try to expand this lead. Warriors defensively, except for one Kennedy drive, have been pretty stout. First and 10, shotgun, one setback. White will keep it himself. Sweeps the left side, now turns it up, and then going to be tackled shy of the 40-yard line. Parks McBride got him after a gain of two at the 39. First carry for B.J. White tonight. But he is a mobile quarterback.
He ran at the state track tournament.
Yes, he did.
Bring it down to the 39-yard line.
We got two good track programs here. Well, Brian White used to be the coach of Kennedy's track program.
The head track coach, that's right.
Low Blue is still the track coach at Washington. Second down and 8. Here comes the all-out blitz. Inside handoff to Hendren. 40, and he is gang-tackled as he gets to the 44. As Caron Hendren brought down Jackson Foote that time on the tackle. Almost ran by the blitz that time. 40 seconds to play first half. Kennedy in no hurry, up 7-3. We'll talk with head coach Brian White, it looks like, going into the halftime here. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left side. Low snap, White throws the slant, caught. A.J. Davis for a first down at the Wash 49-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 7, and Kennedy will take a timeout. As the Cougars will talk it over along the sideline.
Well, you got to think that Brian White just wants to get into field goal range for Alex Stone at this point and take a shot at sticking 3 on the board before they go into the tunnel.
Can they do it, though, in 24 seconds?
Well, you've got to think that they're going to have to get to at least the 30, preferably the 25 if they're going to do that. They're right at midfield right now.
Well, I talked with both coaches at halftime. We'll take a look at stats. We'll have a look at some other scores as well. All that coming up at the halftime break.
We got blackouts and whiteouts in the stands tonight.
Yes, we do.
Cougars, faithful, are all down here blacked out, and the Warriors are whited out.
Here we go. First down and 10. Deep drop. White looking for the middle screen and just had to throw it into the carpet. And they tried to get it to Hendren again. And good decision by the senior that time.
Yeah, it was, because that's a well they've gone to a little too often in this first half, and he's got to be careful.
No, it'll be a second down and 10. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left, one setback, and White will keep it himself. Coming to the left side, turns it up at the 45, and gets bulldogged down as he gets to about the 42-yard line for eight. And no timeout remaining. As it's clocked down to five, down to four, and will they take a timeout? They will not. That's going to do it for the first half. Kennedy leads at 7-3. Brian White making his way toward the tunnel. And he'll talk with Kyle Knock now. And Jeff Moss going to chase him down here. And so Jeff has caught the coach, and we'll throw it down to you on the 45.
All right, as soon as the field is clear, clear the field for the...
No, turn it on. I think you got it on all the way. Nope. All right. Yeah, the best laid plans. All right. But I'm sure Brian White would have been pretty happy about that first half, about most things anyway.
Well, I think he'd like to have seven more on the board from that interception down on the Wash 6-yard line. But other than that, his offense is doing a pretty good job running the ball right now. And his defense is bending but not breaking, only yielding the 3 points off of the Andrew Amber field goal.
So we are at halftime, and our score at the break is Cedar Rapids Kennedy 7 and Cedar Rapids Washington 3. And we will come back, talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football from KGYN.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Those bare spots in your lawn, the Home Depot can fix them with Scott's Easy Seed. Right now, it's 50% off. Scott's Easy Seed is a mixture of mulch, seed, and fertilizer, perfectly formulated to patch and repair any bare or damaged spots in your lawn. Guaranteed. So, spread the word. 50% off Scott's Easy Seed. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th. U.S. only. See store for details.
You gotta love savings up to 40% off, and the Dell Labor Day sale delivers massive deals. Dell definitely didn't hold back on the savings, and they have such an amazing selection. You can score the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, or maybe you're after a 55-inch Sony HD smart TV. There are so many great electronics and free shipping on everything. Shop big Labor Day deals by visiting Dell.com/Labor Day, or call 800-BUY-DELL.
John F. High
back with you here at Kingston Stadium at halftime, and our score at the break, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 7 and Cedar Rapids Washington 3. And both teams offensively, John, moved it at times. The defenses were stout at times, and this is pretty much a good old-fashioned stalemate.
Pretty evenly matched at this point in the game. And well, this is the exact same thing we said last Friday night when Prairie was here playing Wash. And then Wash kind of showed a little bit of fatigue towards the end of the fourth quarter. So you heard Mo Blue say at the beginning of the game, Scott, in your pregame remarks with him, he said, we got to find out tonight who we are. We've got to find our offensive identity. And I think that identity so far in this first half is that they're more than just hand the ball off to Henningsen, the big horse who's got the speedsters and jets. We got to be able to mix in the pass, too. They've done a nice job of that tonight. But then the other thing that Mo Blue said to you in the beginning of the game, before the kickoff, was that they got to go all in for 48 minutes. Okay, 24 of that's in the books now. They got to come out, and they got to make sure that they bring that same effort to the second half, and especially that fourth quarter, because that's where they kind of let the game get away from them last week. And so they absolutely do not want to do that again this week.
Kennedy Band performing here at the halftime break as the Cougars lead at 7-3. And again, we'll get some halftime scores coming your way here in just a little bit. And taking a look at the halftime numbers right now, very even as the scoreboard is. Total yardage right now, Washington with a slight advantage, 168 yards, 158 yards. On the ground, 94 yards for the Warriors to 74 yards for, or excuse me, 94 yards on the ground, 74 yards through the air for Washington. On the ground, Haven Henningsen had a great start to the ball game. He has carried it 14 times for 78 yards. Brian Cundy has carried it so far 7 times for a total of 16 yards in the ball game. And so far, Brian Cundy through the air is 8 of 14 for 74 yards in the ball game. 2 catches for Braden Wright for 38 yards. Henningsen has caught 2 for 10. Snitker has caught 2 for 13. And Riley and Smith-Allen have caught 1 apiece. So far, Washington with 9 first downs, 1 penalty for 14 yards. The Warriors are 2 of 7 on third down tries and 1 for 1 on fourth down tries in the ball game. And for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 158 total yards so far in the ball game. On the ground, 76, and through the air, 82 so far. For Kennedy on the ground, Caron Hendred leading the way with 9 carries, 36 yards, and the 1 touchdown. 3 carries for 26 yards for Michael Watkins. Allers has carried it twice so far for 4. B.J. White has carried it twice for 10 yards. Through the air, B.J. White in the first half is 9 out of 12 for 82 yards, but had that one interception by Lincoln Riley in the end zone to squash a possible Kennedy scoring drive. 3 catches for Hendred for 24. A.J. Davis has caught 3 for 18. And Jenkins has caught 3 for 40 so far in the ballgame. Kennedy with 10 first downs, 4 penalties for a total of 25 yards. 1 sack, and they have the game's only turnover so far. Kennedy 4 of 6 on third down tries. And time of possession in the first half right now is 13 minutes 55 seconds for Washington to 10:05. For the Cougars. Pretty even first half.
Really, it is, and as on the scoreboard as well, with Kennedy up 7-3 now over the Washington Warriors. And, you know, there's going to be obviously a lot of adjustments made at halftime, but one of the things, and I promise you the defensive coordinators are talking about this, is how do we align ourselves and what are the predictable nature of the plays that are going to come from all these varying formations that they've seen. Both coaches have thrown all of their ammo out on the table here, Scott, in this first half, trying to get an edge or be unpredictable. And we heard Brian White say at the beginning of the game, we've got to be more unpredictable. And Mo Blues, I'm sure, thinking the same thing. Well, guess what? Both coaches have been unpredictable in the first half.
Yeah, they really have been. And this thing has been a stalemate so far here in the ball game. One score before we get you to a scoring recap here. They're starting the third quarter over at Linmar Stadium. Still 7-0. Xavier on top of the Linmar Lions. That's a low-scoring affair tonight.
I'm sure Linmar, under new coach Paul James, has got a lot more preparation and physicality and all those things that you can get from the second week of games than they had in their first week when they played City High and got beat there. But, you know, Coach James, he also has played Dwayne Schulte a number of times through the years, and he knows how to prepare his team for that Xavier offense.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
And Dwayne Schulte, I know, is relishing the fact he gets to take on Paul James once again. The scoring in the first half, Washington got on the board first on an Andrew Hammer 27-yard field goal, and I think I can speak for the Warriors that they felt pretty good about that one going through.
You know they worked on that hard this week.
After the 2 blocks last week, and that made it 3-0. And after that, Kennedy came right back with a 78-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 56 seconds. Caron Hendred covering the last 14 on a sweep, and the extra point by Alex Stone made it 7-3, and that's where we are at halftime. Couple of big plays. Kennedy had a touchdown call back on a hold for Caron Hendred. He also had the interception in the end zone that could have, or Kennedy could be up more.
Well, they really could, and I'm sure that had we been able to speak with Brian White, that he would have mentioned those two incidents exactly. So the effort is there. There's no doubt about that. It's not as though his team's playing flat at all or that they didn't come with a great deal of emotion or enthusiasm. They've just got to clean up a few mistakes there. But, man, talk about some electrifying runs by the sophomore, Caron Endred. This guy brings some physical gifts to the field. That I'll say it again, I haven't seen anybody turn a corner on a running play like he did in that first quarter since Tim Dwight.
And that's saying a lot. That is saying a lot. And you tried to stop the Tim Dwight show.
Nobody very much had any success with that, so I never felt too bad in that respect.
No, nobody stopped Tim Dwight, that's for sure, and went on to a great career in the National Football League. It is 7-3, Kennedy at halftime. We're going to take a short break, a one-minute break, and we will come back and have some scores for you here at halftime from Kingston Stadium. Back with more after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
The cozy warmth.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year.
Two to nothing.
Back with you here at halftime from Kingston Stadium, the Kennedy Marching Band performing. And we can throw some scores your way here at this point. Midland is beating Central Alcater 72 to nothing. That is hard. That's halftime. Central Alcater's a good football team.
That's crazy.
That's one for the record books right there. There's a power outage in Lenox. That's interesting.
How about this one? Don Bosco at halftime up over Iowa Valley, 64 to 36. They've scored 100 points and a half combined.
I like that.
Do you like your eight-man football, folks?
I love the eight-man football. Waukon leading New Hampton. That's 14-7. That is in the third quarter right now. And also, halftime, West Des Moines Valley 9, Waukee 7. Right now over in Central Iowa. And Storm Lake leading Pocahontas 28-7. Some of the other scores right now, Dubuque Senior leading Dubuque Wallert 14-7 up at Dalzell Field in the Key City. We don't get to go to Dalzell very much anymore now that Wallert's got their own place of business.
Right, ever since Wallert moved over to the Loras Stadium, that took away our Thursday nights at Dalzell. We never got to see the revamped and renewed, refreshed and rebuilt Dalzell.
Although that's at the Rock Bowl.
Right.
That's at the Rock Bowl. Waterloo West looking to go to 2-0. They lead Hempstead 14-0. We'll see Hempstead next Thursday night.
Right against these Cougars.
Against Kennedy. And first of all, I don't believe it's raining somewhere in Iowa. As somebody is tweeting that in a score.
Might be out in far northwestern Iowa.
That could be the case. Washington, Iowa leading Mid Prairie 21-7. That is at halftime. We mentioned Xavier leading Linbar 7-0. That is a halftime score as well. As Iowa City West with a huge lead, 44-3. That is at halftime. Applington Parkersburg leading Iowa Falls 21-0. And that is at halftime. See if we can find out the Marion Benton score as Kennedy has made their way out of the tunnel here. As Benton Community and Marion, I think that's going to be a good one tonight. Right now at halftime, West Delaware leading Mount Vernon 21-10. as...
Now, Mount Vernon did this same thing last year, playing the 3A schedule, being a 2A team, and kind of took a little bit of lumps, but ended up paying off dividends for them come playoff time.
14-10, Marion over Benton Community at halftime.
Yeah, Benton Community, they've got... That's a resurging program, Scott.
Yes, it is. How about this? Dallas Center Grimes at halftime leading Pella 3-0.
Now, Dallas Center Grimes, I believe, in the this week's poll of Gazette KGYM, I think they were like number 4 or number 5, weren't they?
That is correct.
So that's no pushover there. That's a tough team for Pella to be playing.
Warriors making their way out. We apologize. We will not be able to get a halftime interview. Somebody dropped the ball.
Or the 9-volt, as it were.
Or the 9-volt, and Jeff is bailing us out right now. So I owe Jeff, like, dinner, things like that. But
that goes back a long way, too.
Yeah, there you go. Hopefully you can find the nearest convenience store.
Well, there's...
We could have went back to the station. We're close enough.
Oh, he's running up now, and he's got... Yes, there it is, right there.
Jeff Moss, the fastest battery buyer in the history of all-time economics right here. So
thank goodness that there is a convenience store on most every corner.
Yeah, there you go. So thank you to Jeff for that as we get ready for the second half here. Well, we've seen everything in the first half. Not a lot of scoring, though. We'll see what happens in half number two here.
You know, these two teams, Scott, bring so much speed to the football field that even though they're pulling out all the stops with formations, trick plays, motions to decoy, and all the other things that they're trying to do to get an edge on each other, it's the speed on both defenses that's neutralizing the offenses right now.
Kennedy with the injury to Jordan Davis in the first half. He will not be back. Looked to be a pretty significant knee injury. And Zach Packingham also went out. Isaiah Mady went out a little bit for Kennedy. Washington came out in a tight bunch formation. They kind of went in the tight trips in the slot, kind of like you said,
the old Tom Good formation from Regis, yeah.
Moving the ball. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Wash try that again.
Well, I guarantee you that inside the Kingston locker rooms, the dry erase board, they were fast and furiously drawing on there, because these are things that, even though these two staffs literally coached together for years, you can't draw that stuff up in a week's worth of preparation and practice and come up with every eventuality that they can do. So each coach trying to get an edge on the other one, but now that they've seen it in the first half, drawn it up, talked about adjustments, how do we adjust to this formation when they come out in it again, that's going to be the chess game has been interesting so far in this first half.
Washington's going to get the ball first to start the third quarter. All right, beg your pardon.
Should be Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy's going to get the ball. I beg your pardon. Start quarter number three. As they will receive the second half kickoff from Andrew Hammer coming up here in just a little bit. As almost an even Steven game stat-wise here as we get ready to start the second half. Listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Just a quick note from the Kennedy sideline. They did their three-minute mandatory warm-up, and Kayron Hendred came over to the sideline and immediately went over to the trainer, laid down on his back, and she stretched out his calf muscle. So maybe the beginnings of some cramping there.
You have to watch that. Jeff is back with us on the sidelines, and I don't know where you went or how fast you got there, but aces to you, and I owe you big.
You know, guys, with great power comes great responsibility.
I know that.
And sometimes you got to think outside the box and get things done, but great first half. Kennedy with the 7-3 lead. They could have more on the board. I think Washington has a lot of things they can build on in the second half, but kind of like we talked about last week, the depth of the Warriors, the defense especially, how is that going to play out here in the second half against this Kennedy team? Pretty well rested from last week, let's all be honest, and all the numbers that the Cougars have. So that'll be a big part of the second half.
Yep, we'll watch that. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. And we'll talk with the winning coach coming up at the end of the ball game. We can assure you on that on the Rainer Door postgame show. Hammer to kick, line drive, and this one's going to go about 8 yards deep in the end zone. And the Cougars will have it. B.J. White has been the quarterback tonight. He has not been in there every play, has not thrown every pass. Michael Watkins threw a very successful pass earlier on.
And he's lined up at quarterback in the shotgun and gone in motion a couple of times.
Yes, he has. Kind of off a spin as well to give a little bit different look for the Washington defense. First and 10, Kennedy. Aller's the fullback, and he'll get it. Going up the middle, now kicks it to the outside. A stiff arm, corner, 25-30, and out of bounds. As the Warrior that made the tackle actually was Mo Blue.
How often do you see a fullback quick hitter into the A gap between the guard and the center get bounced to the outside and run down the sideline? There's the speed of the backs for Kennedy.
Yes, it is. Gain of 13 and a first down. Kennedy with the slot right, and they'll run the same play that trapped Allers, this time tripped up as he crosses the 35-yard line. And making the stop, Seth Semrau, the left outside linebacker, the 5'10", 205-pound senior for the Warriors. And that'll be a pickup of three that time. Kennedy huddling up this time. Up front for the Cougars, Glady, Jacobs, Maxwell, Vega, and Viss. Second down and seven from just inside the left hash mark, and movement on the left side of the Kennedy line. And that'll cost the Cougars five. Been a relatively penalty-free game.
Good officiating crew tonight here from Muscatine. That very veteran seasoned crew has been around the block.
Got a final? Or not a final?
No, it's Albernett 27 and Bell Plain is 10.
All right. The shotgun, bad snap, and Hendren has to go back and cover it up. There's a penalty flag down. That time was Caron Hendren in the shotgun. And that's going to go back to the 21-yard line. And Kennedy in reverse right now. And if play stands, it's going to be a loss of nine. And it will be a penalty against Kennedy, illegal shift right there, and that will be declined. So coming up, third down and long for Kennedy. Third down and about 20. They're going to keep it on the ground. Inside draw to Hendren and caught from behind. Ball came loose, but they're going to say the turf caused the fumble, and I think Hendren's got another cramp, John, as you called.
Boy, Ty Johnson did a nice job of running that down from behind, but yeah, it's never a good sign, Scott, when you haven't even kicked off for the second half and your star running back is down on his back on the sideline being tended to by the training staff. You could just kind of see that coming.
Yeah, he could, and there's no doubt that's a telltale sign of the cramping issue going on out there. As Kennedy doctors and training staff, Lynn Groth out there working with Caron Hendren.
You know, we've been very fortunate the first 2 weeks of the season with the temperature being as low as it has, but I keep saying that there's been humidity, even though it hasn't been hot. And when it's humid like that, and you're in your first couple of weeks of the season, cramping can still be an issue, even though it's not 90 degrees.
That is the key. And you need to start hydrating several days in advance, too. It's not the day of the game.
And when you get to halftime, if you're cramping up, there's no way you can force the fluids in either. Here's an update from Lions Field. Now Xavier extends their lead over the Lions 9-0. Must have gotten a field goal.
No, safety.
Or safety, excuse me.
Yeah. We'll see Linmar next Friday night. We'll be out at Linmar Stadium. And that will be the Lions and the Jayhawks. Coming up next Friday, next Thursday, we're right back here at Kingston for these Cougars taking on the Hempstead Mustangs. Michael Watkins to punt it away. And Lincoln Riley will drop back at about the 45-yard line. Rugby-style kick, a very high but a very short kick right up the elevator shaft. And it will take a Kennedy bounce And we'll go out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. 29 yards on that punt.
Well, that was not the opening drive that Brian White wanted his Cougar offense to come out and show as they started the second half. And then the special teams, kind of the shank duck kick there, is going to give outstanding starting field position to this Warrior offense.
And by far the best starting position tonight for Washington.
My goodness, yes. Previous to that, their best was on their own 20.
Randy Krejci tells us a bad snap on a punt gave Xavier that safety right there. First and 10, Wash. Cundy under center, one set back, triple slot right, and they're going to go right back to that formation, and Henningsen to the corner for pretty good yardage. Gets about four before Marco Shanklin brings him down. I thought they might go back to that formation, that power look.
Sure, paid dividends in the first quarter, so why not come out and try it again? That's one of those things you've got to do as a coach is, if you had success with it, find out if they made some defensive adjustments. Come out and show it to them again, and if they don't, just let them see it all night long until they stop it.
Cade Saylor out for the Warriors tonight, so Braden Wright in there. Lincoln Riley's been in there. As Wash looks to the sideline, Jason Wood changing the play. Still five in the play clock, and now Cundy will go under center. Triple slot left side this time. Cundy to pass. Back to throw. Has time. Guns to the left side. Incomplete. Parks McBride, the intended receiver, and Ben Saracen was there. It was a well-thrown pass. And just juggled, and McBride couldn't hold on.
Yeah, that was a laser, a rocket that came towards the receiver for Wash there. That would have been tough to bring in.
So third down. Kennedy had their first three and out. Washington trying to avoid their first of the night. Third down at seven from the Warrior 48. One set back. Trips in the slot. They'll toss it to Henningsen. He'll stop. He's going to throw. Lobs it upfield. Right turns. Makes a catch. Over the shoulder at the 20. And he's gone. Touchdown, Washington.
Hello, trickeration.
52 yards on the halfback pass from Haven Henningsen, and what a job by Braden Wright to adjust to that pass.
It wasn't the prettiest pass, but Braden Wright did everything within his power to stop, turn around, cram his neck one way and the other, and then finally haul that pass in, and he had so many steps on the secondary for Kennedy that all he had to do was waltz into the end zone.
That is not an easy catch at all. Swinging gate now for the Warriors. And
wisely, Brian Cundy checking with his coaches before he calls anything.
And now they'll bring him over here. Andrew Hammer to try to give Washington a three-point lead. Good low snap this time, but dug up by Cundy, and the kick is good. 9-22 to play here in the third, and Washington back out in front. Warriors 10, Kennedy 7, back with a kick in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
There we go.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. As Xavier's extended the lead over Lindmar to 16-0.
With a familiar name.
Yeah, Andrew Hazel. And Joe's little boy scoring there. That'll be good to see. After the kick, we'll throw it down to Jeff on the sideline because he's got to describe Braden Wright's catch. That was absolutely artistic and a circus catch. Hammer to kick it away from right to left. No win. Kennedy with the trio back. Shanklin, Terrell Jordan Jr. And also back there for the Cougars, Kai Jenkins. And none of them will have a chance to return this one. All right, Jeff, that was beautiful down there.
Yeah, guys, what a heck of a catch by Braden Wright. You're right, John. It wasn't the prettiest throw in the world from Henningsen, but Wright got all turned around, but he did a great job of keeping his head up and turning around with his eyes instead of his body to find the ball, and a great touchdown there. Just what the Warriors needed to start the second half. Injury update for the Cougars, Zach Packingham. Shoulder pads are off, ice on the left shoulder. His night's going to be done.
All right, Jeff, thanks. So Kennedy has lost both defensive ends tonight, John, out of their 3-5-3 defense. First and 10, Cougars. Jenkins in motion left to right. Coming to the near side. They keep it on the ground. Kieron Hendren, or check that, that's Allers in there at the tailback spot. He takes it only for about a yard. Parts McBride in there along with Jackson Foote, the junior. And it'll be second down as Michael Watkins will come into the Kennedy lineup. So Packingham out, Jordan Davis also out for the Cougars.
Well, the good news for Coach Kyle Knock is that he's got a lot of able bodies down there, next man in.
Here is the toss to Watkins and cut down right away. Hit immediately by Ty Johnson.
That was a broken play, Scott.
Yeah, somebody had to go the wrong direction.
There was just nothing about that that looked like it was meant to be executed that way.
Third down and 9, and now momentum squarely on the side of the Washington Warriors. 10-7 lead, 8:20 to play, clock rolling, third quarter. White in the shotgun, one set back, twins to the right side. White, pop pass, caught by the tight end, Cam Jones, and he should have enough for the first down. There's
Went
Tom.
Back to the old Tom Good.
Tom Good.
These are 1970s reels here.
Wow.
Hey, it worked then. It can work today.
Gain of 9 and a Cougar first down.
Now, Brian White starts lighting up a cigarette down there and smoking during the game. I'm going to think something's not right.
First and 10, 31-yard line. Shotgun and White on the keeper with a blocker in front trying to get to the corner.
Nice
Ty Johnson,
tackle.
A great solo tackle.
Wow. Not only a fantastic solo tackle on that sweep, but what he had to do to defeat the blocks on the run and get through to the quarterback to get that tackle.
5'11", 170-pound senior. And boy, did he make a good play.
He has had a great third quarter.
We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the end of this one. It's been a dandy so far. 10-7 Washington. Out of the eye. Counter give left side. Allers, a little bit of an opening, but it closes quickly. Pursuit by the Washington defense.
Who got that tackle?
Ty Johnson.
Ty Johnson is a man possessed on defense right now for Mo Blues Warriors.
And it'll be third and long coming up for Kennedy. But they have been good on third downs. 5 of 8 tonight. Kennedy will bring Hunter Jeffrey into the game.
Third down as well.
And they'll go with an extra wide out here. Harrison, Jenkins, and Watkins all to the right. Still 5 in the play clock. White in the gun. Here comes the blitz. Johnson from the corner. Gets away. White looking to throw. Rolling to the right. Scrambling. Caught. Brought down. Parks McBride. Now it's the Warriors showing their speed and athleticism.
Why, BJ needed to throw that ball out of bounds instead of absorb the 7-yard loss on that.
And Kennedy forced to punt it again.
Great job of pursuit again by the Warrior defense. Showing their speed is just burning Kennedy's offense right now.
Watkins to punt to Lincoln Riley. Gets it away, and this one a pretty good punt. Riley backpedaling back to the 32 and a sliding catch right there. Good rugby kick that time. 45 yards. And Wash up 10-7, 5:56 to play here in the third, and the Warriors will get it back.
You're right when you say momentum squarely in the favor of the Cedar Rapids Washington Warriors right now. If you just look at the body languages, both on the field and in the stands of everybody that's involved in this contest, it's just squarely in red and white right now.
Yeah, it's changed completely. And Washington, see what they can do. This is a big possession for both teams. Right here, first and 10, Wash. They're going to stay with that trip slot look, this time to the right side. And one setback. Cundy on the counter again to Henningsen, and the Cougars are right there. Maybe going to the well once too often. Wash's way this time. Brock Reminko did his Ty Johnson impression.
Well, I think that's exactly right. You're spot on with that. Kennedy's defense starting to get a read on certain tendencies now.
Sherman over the ball at center. Second down and long after the loss of three. Second down, nearly 13. Same formation, Cundy to throw. Being pressured from the blind side. Rolling to the right side. He's going to have to run and kind of did a half slide. Looked awkward, but he ended up picking up about four. I think Cundy heard the footsteps coming from behind.
You know, Brian Cundy is a very cerebral quarterback. He does so many things that are evidence he's thinking, including how smart is it to be out there running towards the sideline and have three or four green jerseys coming at you and slide like they teach the pro quarterbacks to do. It's play, just smart.
Play clock down to eight. Third down and eight for the Warriors, still looking at the sideline. They need their own 42. Shotgun snap. Cundy to throw. Has all day. Now steps up in the pocket. He's got room to run. 40 angling to the right side and out of bounds with a first down. It looks like, well, he gave him a spot short at the 41.
He had the first down marker right there to look at as he ran out of bounds. And it looked as though he just made it when he stepped out, but the line judge came over and placed it just short of the first down marker.
He's a half yard short. Warriors lining up quickly. They're going to go for it. Cundy under center. He's going to run the sneak ahead behind Sherman and has enough for the first down. Warriors were going to go for it the whole way that time. And a first down for Washington, their 11th of the ball game. And it keeps this drive alive.
They're coming out of that tight trips formation now, and they're going to spread the field with 3 and 2.
On first down, Cundy to throw. Oh, he lost the football as he went to throw it and has to hop on it back at the 35. Well, you mentioned the humidity.
Straight drop back pass into the pocket, and as he cocked his arm back, the ball stayed there when his arm came forward and just dropped on the ground.
Luckily, he went back to get it.
That was an empty backfield with triple receivers to one side and twins to the other.
No huddle offense. Trips to the left side. They'll throw the quick out. Henningsen in space and tripped up by Reminko at the 31. That's going to be another loss of four.
Another one of those flare passes out into the flat to Henningsen, but Reminko reading that perfectly.
Boy, we're seeing some outside linebacker play and some corner play tonight.
Well, this is a defensive coordinator's dream here tonight, watching these two defenses.
Third down and a country mile here for the Warriors. Third down at about 24. They'll keep it on the ground. Inside handoff to Henningsen. Got a block, 35, tripped up. As he gets across the 40, ball came loose, and they're going to say nope. They're going to say the ground caused it. Oh, Brian White was out there jumping up and down. He thought he had a fumble recovery.
Cooper got a hand on that, kind of stripped it away so that as Henningsen went down, there was a little bobbling involved.
Henningsen now with 89 yards, tough yards tonight. And the Warriors will be forced to punt with 2:35 to play here in the third from their own 41-yard line. Kennedy will send twin safeties back at the 25. Henningsen gets it away. A sidewinding kick will come down to the 26-yard line. Kai Jenkins directing traffic. Now is going to reverse directions, giving ground, and he's going to lose a bunch. Stacked up back at the 20-yard line. And he's going to lose six on that return.
Whenever you see a punt returner retreat towards the nearest sideline and bubble backwards, it usually does not end up working out.
And the one that did that maybe the best, Peter Marciano of the Iowa Hawkeyes. I'm going to drop a Peter Marciano reference today. First and 10, Kennedy at the 20-yard line. Jones tight end right. They'll send Jenkins in motion that way. On first down, toss to Allers. Trying to get to the corner. Good pursuit again by Washington. And thrown down. Good job by Mason Hatfield, the 6 foot, 180-pound junior. He's in there for the injured Josh Tompkins tonight. And only a gain of about a yard. Under two to play here in the third. 10-7 between friendly rivals tonight.
But they're fighting tooth and nail with each other.
Yes, they are. Kennedy on second down and long. Handoff right side. Turning the corner. Allers got a block. 25 to the 30. First down and more. Down the sidelines. And pushed out of bounds by Lincoln Riley. They'll give him the 45-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 24.
Beautiful block by receiver A.J. Davis downfield. Sprung that for an extra 10. And when you can get your receivers downfield blocking like that, that's a thing of beauty.
First down for Kennedy from the 45-yard line. Down 10-7, minute 35 to play here in the third. Straight eye this time with the receiver left and right. Hand off second back through to Allers. And Allers spins away from one. Can't get away from the rest of the Warrior defense. Semrau got in there first. Then it was Hatfield, Ty Johnson, and Lincoln Riley. And no gain.
There has been no drop-off in the intensity level that this Washington defense has brought to this game. Mo Blue told you in his pregame remarks, Scott, we've got to play all 48 minutes all in tonight. And so far, they've done that.
Second down, 10. Middle of the field as we come up on a minute to play in the third. Sam Harrison flip-flops. The junior goes to the right side. Jenkins comes in motion. Down to three in the play clock, and White to throw. Rolls the pocket to the right side. Stops. Throws up field, incomplete. And not sure if that pass was tipped or not. It was kind of a little bit of a duck.
Brian White.
And I wonder, Jeff, we'll go down to you. And John mentioned the humidity, and both quarterbacks, Cundy dropped one, and that one looked like it came out a little weird.
Yeah, that one definitely came out a little weird. He was trying to hit Sam Harrison coming over the middle. It didn't get tipped or anything. He just missed through that, and he's lucky because Lincoln Riley was standing about 10 yards downfield and had a beat on that thing. If it would have missed Harrison, Riley would have had a second pick of the game, guys.
Third down and 10 for Kennedy. Cougars from their own 45, and movement, blitz coming. We had movement both sides. This ought to be an interesting call. Jared Sherman was coming like a Mack truck.
Yes, he was. That was this could have gone either way, but they're going to call this on Kennedy's offensive line.
Cougar fans don't like it. I believe that was the left side of the line, though, moved first.
And I think you could have called that either way.
So Kennedy with the third and 15 now. With 47.2 remaining here in corner number three. Out of the gun. Blitz coming. They're setting up the screen. Lob it to Allers and hit and brought down. Braden Wright that time made the hit on Allers, and that's a loss of another two.
Keyshawn Allers.
And the Cougars will be forced to punt after the long run.
Play recognition and flying to the ball defensively for Wash. This has been a great quarter for the Warriors that way.
Really has been. Kennedy to punt from the 38. Watkins in short punt formation. And the rugby-style kick. He's going to stop after running and got it off the side of his foot. It will take a sideways bounce. He thought about running it a la Levi Usher last night.
He did more than think about it. He was going to do it, and he took about 6 or 7 yards running, and then all of a sudden, nope, I can't do this. And it affected that punt severely.
20-yard punt, no return, and Wash will have it on the 42-yard line for the final play of the third quarter coming up. Let's give it the 43-yard line. That's where it will be marked. 10-7 Washington as we come to the final stages of quarter three.
Everything we thought it would be, hasn't it?
Yep. Typical Kennedy Washington. Not as high scoring as the ones we've seen in the past, though. Shotgun, Cundy. Straight back to throw. Has time. Throwing deep down the middle. Man wide open. Caught 15. 10-5. Touchdown. Lincoln Riley. A streak down the right hash mark.
As the quarter expires, and that was a thing of beauty. So wide open, hit him in stride, nobody even close.
57 yards. Beautiful pass, beautiful catch that time for the Warriors.
Boy, Lincoln Riley, when you throw the ball to him offensively or when he's back in his safety position on defense, that guy can see the field.
Hammer for the extra point try. Good snap, and the kick is up and good. And we're at the end of the third quarter. It is Cedar Rapids, Washington, 17. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 7. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run, run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, we'll include small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as we get ready for the fourth quarter. What a terrific way to conclude the third by the Warriors.
Second touchdown in this half, or in the third quarter to be more specific, where the secondary for Kennedy's defense has been severely beaten. There's some issues there that are going to have to get cleared up, and I don't think Kyle Knock right now is very happy at all as he's pacing up and down the sideline talking with somebody on his headset up in the press box, just shaking his head violently.
It'll be Washington to kick it away. We'll give you the third quarter numbers coming up in a moment here. Two big plays by Washington, a 52-yard bomb and a 57-yard bomb.
Well, that Lincoln Riley pass that just went for the bomb touchdown, that he was too wide open. There was an obvious breakdown in secondary coverage there by Kennedy that's got to get figured out.
Andrew Hammer to get ready to kick it away from left to right. Kennedy played that third quarter without Caron Hendren, too. Hammer with the approach in the boot, and this one's going to go into the end zone. And Kennedy will have it at the 20-yard line.
And that's been a recurring theme for the Kennedy offense. Andrew Hammer has been living up to his last name, as he so often has in the past.
And Washington coming back from adversity of last week. Now, can they finish? That is the question. First and 10, Kennedy, now down by 10. They'll run it out of the eye for the 20-yard line. Counter give, left side on the delay. Cutting it back is Hendren, trying to go against the grain. Breaks a couple tackles and finally corralled. And again behind the line of scrimmage. And that time, coming up for Washington to make the play, Mr. Riley again.
Great pursuit by a number of defenders for Washington's defense, but Caron Hendren, the burst is not what it was in the first half right now.
Yeah, suffering from those cramping situations here. Second down. A.J. Davis out to the left side now for Kennedy. Second down and 11. Off the quick count, White to throw. Rolls left. Throws in the flat, incomplete. As it's off Lane Toll's hands, the fullback. That's an old Kennedy staple play right there.
Yes, and it's such a nice play action play that to be that wide open and have the ball bounce off your fingertips, that's a missed opportunity for Kennedy's offense.
Third down, and Cougars do not want to give this back to Washington. Needless to say.
Boy, this would be a quick three and out if they don't convert.
Kai Jenkins back into the ball game. Warriors lead by 10 at this point. Cougars with a third down and 11. White back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Chase got away from one. Throws on the run. Throws low. Incomplete. Trying to go for Kai Jenkins over on the far sideline. And the Cougars will bring out the punt unit. And a three and out for Kennedy.
Very, very quick three and out. And if you're just joining us on our broadcast tonight, Washington right now, in addition to the 17-7 lead, momentum squarely in their favor right now. You can just sense it.
Still 16-0 in favor of Xavier over Lindmar. Lincoln Riley gets the punt. A good return from the 42 into Kennedy territory, back to the Cougar 42-yard line. He will go for 16.
No, Lincoln Riley, he's doing it all tonight for Wash.
Yeah, yeah.
On both sides of the ball. He's just, seems like whenever there's a big play to be made, or, you know, there's a key play in the game that's going to be made, Lincoln Riley's got his name and helmet all over it.
Yardage through three quarters. Washington now 288 to 195 for Kennedy. One set back, deep back, that's Henningsen. Cundy on the handoff. Henningsen leaps the pile, gets to the line of scrimmage, and then a yard ahead, and that's about it. Boy, he was about 12 yards behind the quarterback that time as another Cougar getting up slowly. And that again is Cade Parker, the middle linebacker. Henningsen with 90 yards now on the night. Brian Cundy, though, having a good night. 10 of 16 with a touchdown pass. Cundy, handoff, Henningsen this time, spinning across the 40. Ahead, close to the 35. Got away from a couple tacklers. Brock Romidko finally brought him down. And the Warriors going to try to use as much time as possible. And
Cade Parker just going to have to come out of the game right now.
Officials stop things, and that means Parker's got to come out. 10-10. Clock will start up. 17-7 Washington. They've come from behind. Storm back to take the lead. Warriors facing third and a long three. Wide side of the field to the right. Twins that way. Cundy to throw. Rolls the pocket that way. Has protection and throws it away. Nobody open. And just threw it out of bounds. Braden Wright was in the area.
Again, that's a smart play by Cundy.
And Wash will be forced to go, well, let's see. You're in this go-for-it situation here?
You're not quite in four-down territory, but you're close.
And with a two-score lead, exactly 10 minutes to play.
And this is where everybody looks to Mo Blue and says, what do you want to do, Coach?
And he's going to go for it. Henningsen in the backfield. Fourth down, a little more than three. Cundy under center, gets it, turns, hands to Henningsen, left side, brought down close.
Nope, they're going to mark his knee short.
Yep, didn't make it. Marco Shanklin? Was that who knifed up there?
I believe it was Shanklin, yes.
Or Cooper, they were both there. And Kennedy will get it on downs at the 33, their own 33-yard line. Down 17-7 with 9:51 to play.
This is going to be their best starting field position of the second half. And B.J. White comes out to his huddle now. They've got to find a way to get something done. Down 17-7 to the Warriors.
Kennedy has really, the last five drives, have done nothing. On first down, penalty flags. And I think White got Washington to jump. Right side movement there. And it will be encroachment against Washington. Second penalty for 19 yards tonight on the Warriors. So not too many penalty flags flying tonight.
Cade Parker down on the ground with the trainer rubbing his shin and calf area right now.
They're going to help him up. On second down, counter to Hendren, trying to go short side, and again the Warriors right there.
Ty Johnson, solo tackle.
Yep, got some help from Nolan Potter, too. I tell you, Potter's pretty quick for as big as he is.
Well, and let's not forget that he's not coming out of the game very much here. And he's in one of those positions, no matter whether it's offense or defense, where he's getting his pads popped and his helmet every play of the game.
Washington's done a great job against the run. Kennedy has had nothing since the second quarter. Blitz coming. White back to throw. Has time. Now pocket collapses. Got a block. Rolling and gets out of bounds. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, it looks like. But that is it. And Warriors all over the place chasing the quarterback.
They really are. They've just, their speed has been on display defensively tonight. I'm so impressed with the step forward that their defense has taken over last week, especially in the second half.
A.J. Davis coming in. Allers coming out for the Cougars. Davis to the left side. Harrison and Trips to the right. One set back, down to two on the play clock. They got it off. White back to throw. White under pressure. White being chased. Floats it down the sideline, incomplete. He just got rid of it.
Going again, running for his life. This whole second half, B.J. White, it seems like he gets chased out of the pocket, and he's running for the sideline, trying to spot anybody that he can find downfield.
Hey, Jeff, you're down there. We'll throw it to you before the punt here as Kennedy goes three and out, but the Washington defensive line has just taken over. Well, get to you after the play here. How's that? Punt formation. Watkins gets it away. End over end kick. And Riley at the 28. 30. Gets to the 35. Tries to cut it back and gets to about the 36-yard line. And that is going to be about a 38-yard punt with an 8-yard return that time. And 8:54 to play here in the ballgame. And wash up 17-7 on the 36-yard line. And Jeff will try it again.
Put this in right now. You are a person here at Pink Stadium, whoever, and you are going to need a ride home after the game.
Five offensive possessions in the second half for Brian White's Kennedy Cougars. Five punts.
And really, not many yards. Only about 30 yards in the second half. On first down, handoff to Henningsen. Kennedy sideline wanted a false start and didn't get it.
Yeah, something didn't look right there, but there were no whistles or flags thrown. Even the Washington guys, as the handoff was being made, were all kind of standing around.
And that puts Henningsen over the 100-yard mark. He's at 101 now.
Well, he's been a workhorse again tonight.
Second down and seven. Kennedy showing blitz up front, five-man front. Cundy turns, hands it off to Henningsen on the sweep to the 40, 45, cuts it back, spins, and's got a first down. Gang tackling Parker over there to lead the Cougars, but it's going to be enough for the first down on an 8-yard run.
Haven Henningsen is such a workhorse of a back. But he's one of those guys that when he totes the ball, it seems like he just keeps getting stronger as the game goes on. The more you feed him, the more he wants it.
Well, and he's gone over the 100-yard mark, as we mentioned. First down. And here come the fireworks.
Literally.
From the 48-yard line. Henningsen on the counter and got submarined right at the line of scrimmage. Yeah, the Colonel's game is done. They're setting off the fireworks. And the crowd will get excited about that. Makes it harder to send in signals, though, when everyone's excited like this. Second down at 10 from the 47-yard line for the Warriors. Twins to the right side. They'll hand it off to Henningsen. Hits the
check
hole.
One, two.
And got about three. Yeah, we can hear you now, Jeff. All right. Well, you got it. You got a comment about the Wash defensive line.
Yeah. They're playing really, really well here in the second half, and a week has made a huge difference, guys.
Yeah, they're manhandling the front line right now. Third down coming up. Under seven to play in the game, and it's 17-7 Washington.
You know, I always feel bad for half of the stadium when these great fireworks go off at the Colonels, because if you're on the press box side, you got full view of it. If you're on the visitor side, you have no idea.
Cundy under pressure to throw on third down. Throws the middle and overshot his man, Riley. Ben Saracen was right there, and Washington looks like they will have to punt.
Well, time is the enemy for Kennedy right now. They're down two possessions. They've got to score twice here.
And quickly. After the game, we'll have the Rainer Door post-game show. Pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. And punting it away for Washington. They got a new punter in there. I think that's Riley. And he will get it away, Lincoln Riley. Back it comes, muffed at the 12-yard line. Loose picked up on a hop, coming to the left side. And caught from behind is Marco Shanklin by Braden Wright. Wright, Johnson, and Riley. That defensive backfield has done it defensively and offensively.
Yeah, they have. And what does Riley do? Comes in and punts the ball, for goodness sake. The guy is everywhere doing everything tonight for Wash.
And a pretty good punt at 38 yards. And Kennedy will have it on their own 19-yard line, down 17-7 with 6:18 to play.
Well, Kennedy's got to score on this possession. The way the clock is ticking away, they've got to get some kind of points on the board.
On first down, they throw the out. Henry in space, 15, turns it up at the 20-yard line and brought down. Solid tackling. Snitker over there along with Seth Semrau. And it's going to be a pickup of only about four for Caron Hendren. They've used him a lot out of the backfield. Four catches tonight for 28 yards. No huddle, back to throw. White throw short again. Catch made. Again short at about the 28-yard line. And this time it goes out to Kai Jenkins.
Number three.
And Washington content on giving him 4 yarders. Back to throw White, third down and two. Throws the middle and overshot his man, incomplete. And a big hit put on the Kennedy receiver that time by Lincoln Riley. Michael Watkins got up a little slow.
Well, when you've got third and one down deep in your territory and you're throwing the ball that far downfield, I'm not sure I understand that play call.
And
all you got to do is pick up a yard. You keep the chains moving.
Yep. Kennedy's going to punt with 5:27, a quick three and out again for the Cougars.
Or they're going to line up to punt. Michael Watkins, he may just run it this time. He may have to run it this time.
Kennedy short on personnel. They're going to bring someone in late. That's Kai Jenkins. Play clock down to two.
Watkins has got to run this.
Yep, he's going to run it. Watkins up the middle. Got it. First down.
That's a no-brainer.
You're good on fake punt calls this year, John.
Two nights in a row, I've kind of stuck in my thumb and pulled out a plum. But, you know, the situation in the game, you can't punt the ball right now when you've got fourth and one. You've got to have enough faith in your offense to know that you can get this. You got a two-possession deficit right now. There's a sense of urgency that's got to be dealt with.
From the 31, clock running, 5:20 to play as the fireworks show continues across the alley. Wide side of the field to the left, White to throw. Steps up in the pocket, throws on the run, leaping attempt incomplete. White real close to getting over the line of scrimmage that time as he tried to get it in the middle. Kai Jenkins was there along with A.J. Davis. And it'll be second down and 10. Of course, Brian White, he calls the plays for Kennedy. And his son at the quarterback helm, B.J. White, throws the out, and it's caught, but a short gain. And twisted down immediately. There was Harrison. That's his first catch.
Clock's ticking under 5 minutes and running right now. With the 17-7 deficit, that they've got to get downfield here. They can't be dinking and dunking.
On third down, here is the pass in the flat, tipped and intercepted, Parks McBride. The defensive end makes a jam.
Second interception of the game that B.J. White has thrown.
And it'll be first and 10, Warriors at the Kennedy 12-yard line.
Boy, that was a thing of beauty by Parks McBride, who had to bobble it a couple of times before he brought it in. But that, should Wash's offense stick this in, that should seal Kennedy's fate tonight.
What an interception. And Jeff, you were right there. Boy, Parks McBride, a lot of D1s looking at him as a D-end, and that's why.
Yeah, guys, you can absolutely tell why. He has played absolutely phenomenal in the second half. He has been the leader of this Washington defense, and you can see it for a reason.
He tipped it up in the air a couple times. I didn't know if he was going to come down with it, but that was a heck of an athletic play.
First and 10 at the 13-yard line. Thanks, Jeff. They'll hand it to Henningsen. Going short side to the 10, to the 5. Leaps the pile and has got a first and goal down at the 2-yard line. As the Warriors look to close it out. And Wash thought they had it last week, but they didn't finish. Finishing tonight.
They're about to thrust the dagger in here.
First and goal. Cundy under center. Long count. Turns to Henningsen off the right side. Dives in. Did he get there?
He did.
Touchdown, Washington. Henningsen with a 2-yard run. And the Warriors might have put a lock on this one. As they lead it now 23-7. And Mo Blue, this will be the slowest 425 of his coaching life.
He's feeling good right now, though.
Extra point try on the way, and it is good. 425 to play in the ball game. Washington 24 at Kennedy 7. Back after this here on KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all four Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
All Washington here in the second half, and Andrew Hammer to kick it away. A high kick and a deep kick and into the end zone. Warrior defense has been the name of this game. Yes, the offense has hit big plays. Defense, though, has come up with two interceptions tonight. They've made Kennedy punt on 5 straight possessions.
Oh, that defense for Wash tonight. You know, Mo Blue, the head coach, longtime defensive coordinator, still their defensive coordinator, even though he's stepped up to the head job. But, man, what a job they've done tonight. And I'm going to go another direction, too, here on you, Scott. He told you in his pregame remarks that we got to find out our offensive identity tonight. I think they have. They've run the ball hard with Henningsen like they did last week, but they've also found their passing game.
First down, Kennedy down now 24-7. And they will toss it to the left side, cutting it back, Hendren across the 25, and scampers his way for about 8 or 9. As some of the Warriors helping Caron Hendren up, and they will give him 9. And it'll be second down in about a yard as we come up on 4 minutes to play. 35-0. City High leading Pleasant Valley. Same play, toss right side. Hendren hit the backfield. Wrapped up beautifully. Ty Johnson again.
Tremendous game for him. It's a final out at Lions Field also. Xavier pitching the shutout 16-0, keeping Paul James off the scoreboard.
Third down and 3. 3.5 to play. Kennedy not in a hurry this time, and I think Brian White is thinking non-district game, and let's not do anything weird. Inside, that trap counter, blocker in front, Hendren trying to get to the corner, Allers make that, and he's out of bounds.
Oh,
and he leaps over the bench nicely.
That was a nifty avoiding of the bench.
Yes, it was. And he's going to come up with a gain of 7 and a Cougar first down. As Kennedy will get ready for Hempstead next week.
I'm afraid that Hempstead is going to come down here on Thursday night to a bunch of angry guys wearing green and gray.
Although Hempy will be wearing green and gold too. We haven't seen the Mustangs in a while.
Oh, we haven't seen them.
First down, here's the toss. Trying to get to the corner is Hendred, and not much. Got about a yard. And Ty Johnson.
He's just been everywhere.
He has just been amazing. Lincoln Riley, Ty Johnson. And I think what's going to be the sweetest thing about this, it'll be the first win for Mo Blue. He's going to beat his good friend Brian White.
Yep.
But the defense is putting it away.
Absolutely right. Spot on.
Under three to play in the game. We'll have all the scores coming up through midnight tonight with you and Jeff Downing back in the studio. White to throw and just throws it away. The Warriors have been 3 to 4 yards in the Kennedy backfield this whole second half.
Boy, and they've just been literally chasing B.J. White all around the field. He's been running for his life this entire second half.
Third down coming up. Kennedy 5 of 15 now. They've had a lot of third down tries. Jenkins coming out. A.J. Davis back in for the Cougars. On third down from the 36-yard line. 9 on the play clock, and they'll give it on the counter to Hendred. Stop and go move, tries to get to the outside, and out of bounds. Hatfield and Ross Snitker pushed him out. And the Cougar coaches deliberate, and they decide they will punt. Well, the Warriors going to be a lot happier group this week going to practice next week, but it doesn't get any easier for Washington.
Let's see. Who do they have? Oh, that's right. Bettendorf.
Right here next Friday night, the Bulldogs. Watkins to punt it away, and a beauty this time.
Nobody back either.
Inside the 10, will bounce a couple times and touched up at about the 7-yard line. 57-yard punt.
Here's the offensive stat sheet for Kennedy in the second half. 6 punts and an interception. That is total defensive domination by Mo Blue's Warriors. Talk about being all in for 48 minutes. I would say so.
We're going to talk to Mo Blue coming up after the game, and he's going to be so proud of that defense. And the thing about Kennedy tonight, they have gotten some injuries tonight too. Davis, Packingham, Parker, and now they're working on Kai Jenkins, taking a look at his wrist. First down, Washington, and they'll scrimmage from their own 9-yard line. And Cundy on the handoff to Henningsen, and he spins his way across the 10, out to about the 11-yard line. As the Warriors will... You're talking about a non-district schedule that's got some meat in it.
Crazy.
Prairie, Kennedy, Bettendorf, and Linmar. Although the Lions have fell to 0-2. Well, we know Jeff and Linmar, someone's going to come away with a victory next Friday night.
That's right. Somebody's going to get their first win.
Warriors will use all the play clock. Cundy, the veteran, under center. Another veteran, Jared Sherman. He'll line him up and hand it off. Henningsen a hole right side, but it closed quickly. Nice tackle by Marco Shanklin to come up and make that stop. Kennedy will fall to 1-1. They'll get ready for Hempstead. And then they take on the Jayhawks in their final non-district battle this year. Before they take the long trip down the Avenue of the Saints to open district play down at Burlington. Third down for the Warriors. Third down at about 4. Again on the ground. Henningsen up the middle. And a yard. Maybe still moving the pile. But they'll give him progress of about a yard with a minute to play here in the ballgame. And even though he wanted to beat him, I know the first guy that's going to congratulate Mo Blue after the Warrior assistance is going to be Brian White.
And Kyle Knock, who spent some time over there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Worked out at 3 for the Warriors.
Kennedy will drop a pair back. Looks like Shanklin. Or is that Terrell Jordan Jr.? Can't tell with the number behind him. And now Wash going to get a timeout.
And we have a timeout.
Timeout with 27.3 remaining in the game. And Wash took all of the 25-second play clock. We'll talk with the winning coach, Mo Blue, coming up on the Rainer Door postgame show here in a moment.
Well, as disappointed and frustrating as last week's loss to Prairie was, he's got to feel equally as proud and satisfied tonight. What a difference a week can make, huh, Scott?
Absolutely.
Now, Mo Blue, there's no doubt, he just had to be dragging his tail out of this stadium last Friday night. And 7 days later, oh, what a difference a week can make in terms of preparation, execution, playing with attitude, emotion, athleticism is all on display tonight for Mo Blue's Washington Warriors. And hats off to them because, man, they came to play tonight, and especially in this second half, just lights out for the Warriors.
Kennedy turned it over twice. Washington did not turn it over in this game. Henningsen to punt for Washington as Cougars bring two back at about the 45-yard line. Line of scrimmage to 15 for Haven Henningsen. And nope, he's going to throw it out of bounds. And I'm a little mystified by that. There's a penalty flag. And it's going to be intentional grounding. All right. We have an intentional grounding on a punt. I have not seen that one before.
Well, there's a lot of quirky things that can happen in a football game, but if you'd have bet me that that was going to happen tonight, I'd have given you a lot of money to say not.
That's kind of the way it's been tonight. And they're going to mark this. Let's see where they'll mark it at. That was odd. 21.6 remaining in the game. It's not going to affect the outcome. But that was just odd. And where were they going to mark this? At the 4-yard line. And Kennedy with a couple timeouts remaining. Cougars will send Hunter Jeffrey out to the right side. One receiver to the left side. They'll run Hendren. Right off tackle, trying to get in, and he does. Touchdown. With 17 seconds remaining.
That'll salvage a little respectability on the scoreboard department.
8 yards out for the Cougars.
And Hendren takes it in from 4 yards out.
And now they'll bring in their...
And it's 24-13. Will not make things feel any better, probably, for the Cougars.
But we're going to hear their fight song for the first time here in the second half.
And a very unusual scoring drive as Alex Stone tacks on the extra point. And we'll keep it here with 17 seconds to play for the kickoff. And it'll be a short week, and Kennedy got beat up a little bit tonight physically.
Well, they did, and it almost makes me wonder, Scott, is it good to start off in week one and score 50 points and just have your way with the team? I don't know if it gave Kennedy at all a false sense of security or maybe a identity that they didn't necessarily know that they had or didn't have, but I know that's going to be all pure speculation, but I got to wonder if Brian White right now wishes his team had been a little more tested in week one.
So we'll see if Kennedy tries the onside kick here. They might, just to try it, see what happens. And see if they can work on that a little bit. And
depending on how he kicks this onside kick, we may have a new rule.
That is correct.
We can talk about.
Yep. And has to be a squib. It cannot be that off the turf kick.
You can't drive it so that the first hop goes above the head level.
Here's the approach, and Stone is just going to kick it deep. Nobody was back, and it will go out of the end zone. So the Warriors will probably take one knee, and this one will be history.
It's funny, and you know, you only get 9 games in a season, and the ebb and flow from one week to the next, Scott, This brings back memories to me of being, we used to call it, you're in the penthouse one week and you're in the outhouse the next week. And that's just the way you can feel. You know, when you get a win, there's no greater feeling. But when you get a loss like Kennedy's going to absorb tonight, it's a sock in the gut. And there's nothing you can do but work your way out of it. And it starts in practice tomorrow morning, getting in the weight room and lifting, not wanting to watch the tape, but you've got to watch film. And then finding a way to make improvement between now and next week.
Warriors will hand it off and taking it off the left side for one final play. And getting that carry. I think that was Seth Semerow. Going to carry it for a gain of about a yard. And that's going to do it. So Mo Blue will pick up his first victory as Washington head coach. And it will be a dandy. 24-14, the final score, as the Washington Warriors defeat the Kennedy Cougars here tonight at Kingston Stadium. And we'll talk with the victorious Warrior coach coming up here in just a little bit on the Rainer Door postgame show. That's coming up after this 90-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM Sports.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run, run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, we'll include small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
We are back at Kingston Stadium as the Washington Warriors defeat the Kennedy Cougars tonight 24-14 in the first win of his coaching career. I'm sure first of many for Mo Blue, and he's downstairs with our own Jeff Moss. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Coach Mo Blue getting his first victory tonight. Coach, first off, congratulations. What a difference 1 week makes. Talk about your feelings tonight compared to last Friday leaving here.
It's not that much different. We played hard. We just made one too many mistakes last week. You know, this week we just made a few less. We had our fair share of, you know, mishaps and whatnot, but the kids did a great job of fighting back and, you know, overcoming adversity. We talked about that before we went on the field for pregame up at school. Just about, you know, you get knocked down, but that's what life is. You're going to get knocked down. It's how hard can you get hit, come back swinging, and they came back swinging tonight. So very proud of them. They played a heck of a game.
Coach, your defense tonight, they finished with 14 points on the scoreboard, but in all honesty, what does it feel like to hold a team like Kennedy to 14 points, in all honesty, really seven?
They're good. I mean, They're gonna win plenty of ball games this year. I was happy with the effort, and we played with some enthusiasm tonight defensively, and I think we didn't really have that last week. We didn't have it for four quarters, and that's all we talked about. We had to be all in for 48, and the kids did a great job, and coaches did a great job of getting them prepared. You know, it's kind of cool. You know, when you play well against a good team, it always feels pretty good.
offensively tonight. Brian Cundy played a great game, especially the last touchdown he threw to Lincoln Riley. That's just saying, that's sandlot football. Run as far as you can, and I'll throw it as far as I can, and you go get it.
Well, when Brian used to come to camps when he was in elementary and stuff, where his nickname was Farvelous. For a very good reason. He's got a little Brett Favre in him sometimes. He'll do something bonehead, then he'll come back and do something just amazing. So, you know, Brian played a good game. For the most part, he played it pretty clean, made good decisions, got the ball to where he needed to. Then the O-line gave him a lot of time to throw the ball. There's a lot of times he didn't have anybody in his face. And when that happens, it's easy to throw the ball.
1-1 on the season, Bettendorf comes to town next week. And again, the schedule doesn't get any easy, but that's 4A football in Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, you know, and that's the way you want it. It's not in district. So, I mean, these first four games are about getting ready for district play. And we had a good test last week. We didn't quite pass it. We had another good test this week, and we were able to pass it. So, I mean, we got to see how we're going to do next week. We got to prepare. We got to flush this one and move on to Bettendorf.
Coach, congratulations. Enjoy the weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Coach Mo Blue, as the Warriors get their first victory of the season. Back up to you guys.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Great work tonight and last night as well. Scoring went like this. Washington taking a 3-0 lead early on the Andrew Hammer 27-yard field goal in the first quarter. That made it 3-0. On the very next drive, Kennedy came back. Caron Hendren, a 14-yard run around right end, and the Cougars with the lead at 7-3. That's the way it was at halftime. But then in the second half, it was all Warriors as they scored 21 straight. The halfback pass got it going with Haven Henningsen hitting Braden Wright from 52 yards out. That made it 10-7. And it was Brian Cundy to Lincoln Riley in the final play of the third quarter, and another deep bomb. That made it 17-7. And Haven Henningsen tacked on another one from 2 yards out. That after a terrific juggling interception by Parks McBride. And that made it 24-7. Cougars got one in late in the last minute. Caron Hendren, his second touchdown of the night from 4 yards out, made the final 24-14. But Wash just turned it over to the defense and the offensive line. And they made it happen.
You know, they executed on all three aspects of the game tonight, Scott. And, you know, that was one of the disappointments for Mo Blue last week, is that he couldn't get all three facets working together for the entire 48 minutes. And isn't it amazing what a job a coaching staff can do in just 7 days? This is just not a night and day different Washington team, but they came out tonight. They were so organized, so full of emotion. They played with their hearts on the sleeve, and they did it for the entire 48 minutes. And, you know, they deserve to win the game. Hats off to them.
Well, let's take a look at the final numbers here before we get you to our studios and the scoreboard show. As Kennedy falls to Washington tonight, 24-14, and our postgame show brought to you by Rainer Door. Total yardage in the game, 330 yards for Washington. That's right what they had last week. How about that? 330 yards for the Warriors to 223 for Kennedy. Washington with 151 on the ground, 179 through the air tonight. Brian Cundy was 10 of 19 for 127 yards and one touchdown. Haven Henningsen was 1 for 1 in the 52-yard halfback pass for the touchdown. Henningsen on the ground. Second straight 100-yard game, 29 carries, 130 yards. Brian Cundy had 11 for 20, and we'll go Seth Semrau. He got a carry at the end for 1 yard tonight. Washington had 13 first downs, 2 penalties for only 19 yards, 1 sack, no turnovers. For Kennedy, 223 total yards tonight, 123 on the ground, 100 through the air. B.J. White was 13 of 23 for 78 yards tonight and 2 interceptions. Michael Watkins, 1 for 1 for 22 yards tonight for the Cougars. For Kennedy, Kai Jenkins, 4 catches. Caron Hendren with 4 catches. A.J. Davis had 3 tonight. Should mention for Washington, Lincoln Riley caught 2 for 65. Braden Wright caught 3 tonight for a total of 90 yards and 1 touchdown. Riley also had 1 touchdown tonight. Kennedy had also 13 first downs. Cougars penalized 6 times in the game for 35 yards. 1 sack, 2 interceptions, the 2 turnovers tonight. Third down conversions, Washington was 3 of 13. Kennedy ended up 5 of 16 tonight. and Washington was 2 out of 2 on fourth down tries. Time of possession, Warriors had an edge, 25-02 to 22-58 in the ball game. But the Washington defense did its job. It took over. Offensive line also give them an assist tonight as well, as Washington just took over this game in the second half.
You know, and the other part of it, in addition to that great defensive effort by Washington, is that Mo Blue told you in his pregame remarks, he says, I want to see if our offense can find its identity tonight. We knew they had a great rushing attack with Haven Henningsen, but they did a nice job tonight of getting all their other playmakers involved and letting Mr. Cundy throw the ball to those playmakers. And so they did a really nice job of mixing up their offense tonight when that was maybe a weakness of a week ago. They relied all completely on rushing. So, you know, take the field goal that Hammer had, the 27-yarder, into account, and they were clicking on all three aspects of the game.
And a win that Washington needed pretty desperately tonight. They wanted to avoid 0-2 getting ready for Bettendorf.
Well, they earned this win tonight. That's the thing that you can say about it. And Kennedy down the road, this is going to sting tonight and all weekend. But you know what? They got a great coaching staff, great bunch of kids at Kennedy. And I just would not want to be Hempstead coming down from Dubuque next Thursday night, because I think Kennedy's going to come out with a vengeance and try and right a wrong maybe here tonight for their efforts. And so, you know, they're still young in the season. They got a long way to go yet. District play is going to be everything, and you got to learn your lessons right now. And I think both teams are going to show evidence of that very, very quickly.
Washington wins it 24-14. We need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. And when you think of pizza tonight, perhaps on the way home or tomorrow, think of Happy Joe's. Taco is my personal favorite, along with Mr. Mark Dukes.
You can't beat Taco.
And you like it as well. Do they deliver to Western?
No, they don't. I have to go get it.
You got to go get it. All right. Very good. We went with a lineman last night, which is kind of off the beaten path. I'm gonna call another off the beaten path for us tonight. How about Happy Joe Pizza players of the game? How about Lincoln Riley and Ty Johnson?
Man, I was hoping you were going to say Lincoln Riley, because he was in so many different aspects of the game. He even punted the ball in the fourth quarter. It just seemed like when there was a key play to be made tonight, he was there. That's a great call, Scott, on your part. I think you're very perceptive.
Yep, Lincoln Riley and Ty Johnson are Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor players of the game. So week two in the books, but not quite, as we're going to throw it to Jeff Downing back in our studio. He's ready with the scores coming up from all over Eastern Iowa, a few from around the state as well, top tens, and that will go through midnight coming up tonight for you right here on KGYM. Next week, week three, another doubleheader Thursday night. Kennedy, we'll see if they can bounce back against the Mustangs of Dubuque Hempstead. And then on Friday night, we'll be over at Linmar Stadium, as it'll be the Lions in action against Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Both those games coming your way, 7:15 thereabouts, next Thursday and Friday. And John, have a great Labor Day and a Labor Day weekend. Greeting to everybody out there.
Yeah, nothing better than a Thursday and Friday night. Let's do it again next week.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Juan back in the studio. Big thanks as well to all our great sports-minded boosters to bring you high school football here on KGYM. Please go out and go to their businesses. Thank them very much for bringing you high school football. We couldn't do it without their great, great help. And, of course, thanks to you out there for listening. For Jeff Moss, for John Hagerty, I'm Scott Unash saying so long from Kingston Stadium. And the final score tonight of this Class 4A non-district metro rivalry, it was Cedar Rapids, Washington, beating number 9, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 24-14. This has been a presentation of KGYM and KZIA Incorporated. And so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies